had famous...
I've never seen anything like you in Brazil,
no, probably. And I'll tell you a third one very quickly, right? It was when we went to do...
We haven't got time.
We have, because...
John Holmes is here.
Yeah, but John...
It's the end of the show.
John's enjoying this, don't worry.
Well, never mind whether he's enjoying it. Yeah. We're done.
Okay. I'll tell you about it next time.
Tell me about it tomorrow.
That's what you call a cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Left them wanting more.
I have to say, it's probably one of the worst cliffhangers of all time.
No, it's a great cliffhanger, believe
John,
me.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I've been told off for not allowing you to properly take over the show, so today I'm going to let you do it.
Yeah.
Because apparently what I do now is I throw to you.
Do you? Oh, right, is that the rules?
And then I leave you alone.
Do you?
Basically, yeah, and then you come back and...
I don't mind, you carry on.
And you introduce the news. So we like to do things properly.
It's fine.
Not really accused of, you know...
It's not normally happens.
Hogging the airways.
I have to work with Julie Hartley Brewer, can you imagine?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what that's like.
Lovely lady.
Yeah. Very fine woman. Yeah, anyway, so what have you got coming up?
Well, it's Thursday, so we have a visit from our regular contributor, who's called, he's the High Priest, of course, of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's called Vexen Le Crowley. He'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. We've got a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz. That's Rhys. You'll know him,
aren't
you?
Oh, yeah, right.
He hasn't got a clue what he's talking about.
He hasn't got a clue about much, actually, Rhys.
And today, it's this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, where various radio types... You haven't done it yet, actually. You should come and do it.
Okay.
...are tested as to their knowledge of Paul Ross.
Okay.
And today, Howard Hughes will be doing it.
Yeah, excellent. So he's come out of reclusion or whatever it is. Yeah. Splendid stuff. Okay, well, that's all coming up off the news right here on TalkSport.
Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Thursday. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hiring and firing in the cabinet. No charge for father over baby's death. And Prince Harry has been HIV tested.
Talk Radio.
It's all change in the new Conservative cabinet as Theresa May sacked a number of ministers in one of her first jobs as Prime Minister. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is here in the studio with the latest. So who's in and who's out?
We'll start with the surprises. The first being that Jeremy Hunt's been kept on as Health Secretary. It was thought he'd be leaving that role, but he's staying where he is after all the controversy over junior doctor contracts. The other big surprise we knew last night, which was Boris Johnson's appointment as Foreign Secretary. But in the last hour, the cabinet's really taken shape, and as we thought, women have been given lots of the top jobs. Liz Truss of Unnatural Smile fame replaces Michael Gove as Justice Secretary. Gove's out of the cabinet completely. Amber Rudd, who used to be in charge of energy and climate change, is the new Home Secretary, which was vacant because that was Theresa May's job. Justin Greening's been given education. Michael Fallon has kept his job as Defence Secretary, and as we know, Philip Hammond is the new Chancellor. George Osborne has lost that role. And in the last few moments, we've also learned that Theresa Villiers, who was the Northern Ireland secretary, has resigned from the cabinet. She was offered a role, but decided not to take it. We don't yet know what role she was offered.
And Alex, there are some brand new positions, aren't there?
That's right. The secretary.
Sorry,
of State
hang on. What's
for...
happened with the news? This is new. This thing where you're doing this.
It's because there is so much going on, John, that we needed to get Alex in to go through the latest.
I like this.
Okay.
It's nice that you're not outside in Downing Street today, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Nice, isn't it?
I'm in studio.
Yes. You can carry on now. I just like this new setup. I'm just thought, just thought I'd say.
It's not every time.
It's almost like we've reshuffled in here, in many ways, with Alex taking the main role.
Well, I've still got a lot to say.
Not really. Alex seems to be doing all the hard work.
What was the question again, Victoria?
And there are some brand new positions in the cabinet.
There are indeed. That's right. The Secretary of State for Exiting the EU, or Brexit Secretary, has been created.
Brexitry.
Yes. That's being done by Leave campaigner David Davis, and Liam Fox is the International Trade Secretary. But leaving the EU has possibly been Theresa May's biggest consideration when putting the cabinet together as a whole.
Thanks, Alex. Cumbria Police has apologised to the family of a baby who died from serious injuries. The CPS says there's not enough evidence to prosecute her father, Paul Worthington, despite a High Court judge ruling he'd sexually assaulted 13-month-old Poppy before she died in 2012. The 48-year-old has always denied doing anything wrong. Chief Constable Jerry Graham says the force's investigation was incredibly flawed.
I believe that the potential cumulative impact of these investigative failings has meant that the ability of legal proceedings charged with the responsibility of determining what happened to Poppy has been hindered, and crucially, evidence has not been able to be tested to the criminal law standard of beyond reasonable doubt.
Interest rates have been held despite speculation they'd be cut. The Bank of England's decided to keep them at the historic low of 0.5%, where they've been for 7 years. The decision may come as a bit of a surprise, as the Governor Mark Carney hinted rates would be slashed after last month's vote to leave the EU. And Prince Harry has live streamed being HIV tested at a sexual health centre to try and encourage more people to find out if they have the virus. He tested negative after giving a small blood sample. An estimated 11,000 people in the UK are unaware they have HIV.
Talk Radio National Weather. All right, you're going to do this, or do you want someone else to do it?
Actually, I'm fine with doing this.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not going to delegate this bit.
Oh, fine, okay.
Most of the UK will be dry with some sunny spells. Some cloud will appear with some light showers, mainly in the north and east. Feeling pleasantly warm with light winds. Highs are 22 degrees.
Great. Well, now, I'm going to take a bet that it's not Alex Dibble doing the sport.
It's definitely not.
Because he was just in here doing your job for you.
Not my job. Where? No, he was reporting
was
on
he?
The latest.
He's never done it before here, has he? Not
he,
like that.
He has, but he has once done a live voicer in the studio.
Right.
It's when there's breaking news. Sometimes, you know, it's just good to get him here, get the reaction.
Okay. Hashtag lazy.
Excuse me?
Nothing?
No.
Oh, no.
I dispute
no,
that.
No. No. 4 minutes past, 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. And, well, who's got the sport then? Who's got the sport?
Even Ben or Moose.
All right, let's find out.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hey. Heading into lunch on day one of the first test with England, Pakistan was 70 for two after winning the toss and choosing to bat. Chris Wokes took both wickets. To the golf, and Rory McIlroy's close to the top of the leaderboard on the first day of the Open at Royal Troon. The Northern Irishman was four under after his first 12 holes. That's enough to give him a share of the lead. Earlier, Scotland's Colin Montgomery was first on the course and opened with a level par 71. Zach Johnson gets the defence of his title underway this afternoon. Finally, Hull say there's been no approach from the FA to speak to their manager Steve Bruce about the England job. The former Manchester United defender's been one of the names linked to the post after Roy Hodgson resigned. Sam Allardyce is still the favourite to be appointed. Sunderland have confirmed talks between their manager and the FA took place earlier in the week. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben, there with the... what was it again? Oh, sport. That's right. Right, hello. It's a Thursday. We've got some sort of radio programme to do. And Chloe's going to press a button now that will make it move on slightly.
Talk Radio.
This week's Pick of the Week at Lidl. Iceberg lettuce, swede, red onions and red peppers, just 29p each. 29p? Bargain. Grab yours from the 14th to the 20th of July. Subject to availability, NI may vary. Offer ends 20th of July, selected stores.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And welcome along. I am being a rude, unpleasant arse. Mewing like a cat at the actress Rue Lelenska.
She will go to the Queen and get the thing.
The humane way to rid the country of cats would be to
stand for the Labour leadership in the bit. Can you see Hugh Edwards? So, still to come this afternoon, then. Mandy. Is it Mandy? Because, you know, we have to fill time. But jammed is not the past participle of the foodstuff jam, is it? And answer my name questions.
Mandy has a splendid pussy.
She could, literally, just accept off-white hipster rubbish. What can you tell us about what is going to happen next?
I'll break my earphones and leave.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Good afternoon, then, and welcome to your Thursday afternoon broadcast equivalent of Southern Rail, in that it's embarrassing, it's disgraceful, and it's ultimately unsustainable. That's how a parliamentary select committee described Southern Rail, and also what the email from the boss said yesterday, albeit with more swearing. Hello, I am John Holmes, and with parliamentary endorsements and embarrassments in mind, hello, Boris Johnson. If you're listening, probably there, aren't you, Boris? Sitting there day one in your new job as Foreign Secretary, listening to the radio whilst working out how best to sweep all those previous hypocritical foreign relation comments under the carpet. Hey, Boris, I know you probably listening to this. Remember when you accused the Turkish president of having sex with a goat? Awkward. Remember when, Boris, you said that Hillary Clinton looked like a sadistic nurse in a mental hospital? Good luck with that if she becomes president. Remember when you described some black children as flag-waving pickaninnies like a big racist? Do you remember that, Boris? Or what about when you went and called the people of the Congo tribal warriors with watermelon smiles? Remember that? These foreign relations are going. I can carry on. There's more of this. Look, listen. Do you remember when that you said we should go back to British colonial rule in Africa because they benefit from it? Your children, Boris, must be very proud. Or would be if you knew who all of them were. Anyway, as Theresa May continues to build her cabinet. Right, now, just a minute. Who wants to do the traditional lost the Allen key joke here? Anyone? Any takers for that? She's building a cabinet. Anyone?
I hope she doesn't lose the Allen key.
There it is. Thanks, Ginger Producer Dave. Move on, I think we will, because Theresa May continues to build that cabinet out of, well, Amber and Fox, as well as other things. And by the way, we will be keeping you posted as to who is in and who is out as the afternoon wobbles on. Obviously, we already know George Osborne is out, Michael Gove is out, Nicky Morgan is out, Justine Greening is in and out. I mean, she's in the cabinet, obviously, but she's also out as a lesbian, having tweeted about it at the recent Pride March. But as it goes on, we will keep you informed. Meanwhile, let's have a quick show shuffle of our own and see just what's sitting around today's table. Headline hijack on the way. Well, of course it is. This hour before 2 o'clock, you are encouraged to send in your made-up news stories. Now, you've got to work quite hard to come up with something more preposterous than Boris Johnson is Foreign Secretary, but give it a shot. Get your made-up story into the news at 2 o'clock. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. You will therefore believe it, because it will be masquerading as the truth. It's done to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit and basically just tune in at 2 o'clock and we don't mention it after that. 8722 is
the number. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Then there's the Lonely Lunch Club, of course. We're expecting George Osborne or Michael Gove or Nicky Morgan to call. But if they don't, there's every chance you could come on the radio to talk to us instead. The rules for Lonely Lunch Club are simple. If you are lunching alone, whatever the reason, get in touch. We will play the role of friend and colleague, able to tackle any idle chit or chat subject that you like, with something that is nowhere near aplomb. Lonely Lunch at Talk Radio. Tupperware.co.uk is the way to get onto the list to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Work Experience Punditry will be doing that as well. That arrives this afternoon in the shape of Work Experience Roo with our regular Thursday look at geeky, gadgety crap. It is Thursday, so we'll have a timely visit from the High Priest Vexen the Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, of course. He'll be here with the thought for the day for Satanists. There's a diversity paper review. The news in haikus, the big debate at three. A man from TalkSport has all the showbiz news from the unique perspective of a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There's this week's edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, Paul Rossmaster. This week, our very own Howard Hughes tries his unexplained hand at answering questions about Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Plus, on this historic day, when our new Prime Minister, only the second female Prime Minister in our history, builds her vision for a new Britain, we go out into the streets to find out what the people think. Today of all days, do they think limousines or demons? Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
I know, he's back like Boris Johnson.
Hey.
And he's also like Boris Johnson, is that he's a buffoon and he puts it about. As broadcast is through the glass. Ray of sunshine there. Chloe's on buttons.
Yeah.
Victoria's on news. She left the room, someone be her. That's it. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is having a cabinet reshuffle all of his own. What I've got there, Cornelius, if you'd like to look in the corner,
yeah,
is a filing cabinet that I've brought in.
Yeah.
And you now have to shuffle that from one side of the studio to the other in the Talk Radio in the Afternoons cabinet reshuffle. There it is. I'm John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon thing from Talk Radio. Let's start. What?
I've done it.
Good. Let's start with some music.
Break a mirror, roll the dice. Scissors through a chip and firefight. Go into business with a grizzly bear, but just don't sit down, 'cause I've moved your chair.
Don't sit down, because I've moved your chair, and you are listening it coming out of the radio marked Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I have chosen to play Arctic Monkeys' Don't Sit Down, because I've moved your chair.
Tell me how it tastes. Kung Fu fighting on your roller skate.
I'm playing Arctic Monkeys, Don't Sit Down, because I've moved your chair. Why would I be playing Arctic Monkeys? Is anyone wondering why? Who's got a question for me? Who's got a question?
Are you wondering why?
No.
Producer Dave or paid intern Cornelius, why would I be playing Arctic Monkeys, Don't Sit Down, because I've moved? Think of the news, you know, it links to the news.
Don't sit in protest. Sitting's good
the,
for your...
The 1960s American sit-in protests.
Yeah. Is the wrong answer.
Why are you playing it, John?
Arctic Monkeys, don't sit down because I've moved your chair.
Yeah.
Because of the news. Obviously.
All right.
I mean, the news.
It's usually the answer, isn't it?
You know, because, okay, well, all right, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Right. What is a chair?
It's a thing you
sit. It's an item of...
Furniture.
Correct.
Okay.
There.
What?
Well, so it links to an item... It's furniture related.
Okay.
Think of the news that there is now, the big story.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Right? Yeah. Furniture.
Chair. Table.
No.
Couch.
No.
Cupboard.
No.
Hammock.
No.
Barstool.
You're a barstool.
Director's chair.
No, it's not any form of chair. It's got the word chair. That was the link. You have to laterally think about...
So it's...
So furniture.
Is it a different type of furniture?
Yes!
Bench.
No!
Bed.
No.
Chest of drawers.
Not a chest of drawers. It's a story.
Kitchen island.
Picnic table.
You're a picnic table.
Sideboard.
No.
Sleeper sofa.
Right. It's a bloody cabinet. It's a cabinet.
Vanity mirror.
No, it's a cabinet. Because of the cabinet shuffling. The moving of the people and the thing. It's a, look, the chair. Don't sit down, it's a movie chair. Cabinet. It's a furniture song.
Desk.
No. And they're moving the chairs, aren't they? Moving the chairs. Don't sit down, Michael Gove, because I've moved your chair away. Haven't I? Put someone else in. Don't sit down, George Osborne, because I've moved your chair. Same to you, Nicky Morgan. Get out. Same to you, Jeremy Hunt. No, wait, come back. You're still it.
Chair's still there.
Shoji screen.
No! Anyway, as the big story continues to unfold this afternoon, we will be going live to Downing Street. Cornelius.
Hello.
Is live outside Downing Street. Will be what? Live outside Downing Street, bringing us the latest from the cabinet reshuffle, of course, down there with all of the other world's media. Could you go down there now? Just out with it.
Right.
Yeah. It's not far. There you go.
We'll be speaking to our reporter, Cornelius, live outside Downing Street very shortly.
Porch swing.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Welcome to Thursday's Phone-In. I'm James Martin, and this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Richard?
James, hiya. Look, I've got a day out with my boys in the Lake District later this week, and we're going to need something to fuel us up Scarfell Pike.
How about a stuffed layered loaf? Just cut the top off a freshly baked in-store tiger loaf and then hollow it out.
Huh?
Then you build it up with layers, starting with pesto, then leftover roast chicken, grilled veg, mozzarella. Then put the lid back on, wrap it in cling film, and let the juices soak in. Then just cut your slices off. It's incredible.
Well, you had me at roast chicken, James.
Visit asda.com/James Martin to try the recipe for yourself.
Selected stores subject to availability.
This week at TradePoint, get an 18-volt Makita combi drill, including two batteries and a 101-piece Makita accessory set, all for just £90. But hurry, offer ends 16th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
This one totally goes with my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Still thinking about that stuffed layered loaf with all that lovely pesto soaked into the freshly baked bread? Well, it's not just for Richard. Now you can give it a try too, because Asda's baked in-store Tiger Tin loaves are now just 2 for £1. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability, individually 65 pence each.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. There's congestion now from Junction 19 at Knutsford through to Junction 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. There was a broken down vehicle, but it's been recovered. Southbound M6 past Birmingham is slow from Junction 7 through to Junction 4A, the M42, where there was an accident, but all lanes are back open. The A40 at Oxford is slow both ways between the Wolvercote roundabout and the Cutslow roundabout where there's roadworks. And through Hampshire, the eastbound A31, an accident at Pickett Post causing queues. I'm Dave Stamp.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall tales and telephone trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. And on another tumultuous day with various MPs learning their fates from Theresa the Destroyer, the only certainty throughout this whole thing has been that Larry the Downing Street Cat is to stay in his position as Larry the Downing Street Cat. David Cameron yesterday, of course, spoke of his love for the cat. If you're just joining us, by the way, you're aware, I think, of this breaking news that David Cameron has just been seen going back into Downing Street this lunchtime. Now, the BBC and Sky are both running with this. So, as you know, MPs turn up to get a new job from Theresa May one by one. That's still happening. But David Cameron has just gone back into Downing Street. We're not sure why or whether it's for a... Hang on. No, it's because he left one of his children behind. Again. But today's big story is, of course, the reshuffle. We're just hearing that despite... Also, it's just moving so fast. Despite it thinking that its position was safe, another shock sacking. Theresa May has sacked the Downing Street cat. Now, our reporter, Cornelius, is outside Downing Street. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon. So, just to give us an impression of where you are. You're outside Downing Street.
Well, yeah, I'm sort of. Well, technically, yes, I am outside Downing Street.
Right. So, I mean, presumably you can see Hugh Edwards and Adam Bolton from Sky and those people.
No, not quite. Basically, there's a big old gate by Downing Street.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. So you're by the gate.
No, I'm sort of, you know, further down, is it Whitehall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, so, you know... You've gone by Westminster, you're by Big Ben.
Yeah, you know Parliament Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's, I've sort of, slightly closer towards Big Ben,
yeah.
There is, I've just, gone inside of it and down some stairs.
Yeah.
Onto Westminster Tube.
Yeah.
And I sort of travelled along the Jubilee line.
Yeah.
For a bit, and then sort of come up from the stairs.
Yeah.
At a station called Southwark Tube Station.
Yeah, right.
Sort of. Obviously, I didn't want to be near the tube station. Want to get as close to the action as possible. So I've moved further towards sort of down a road called Hatfields, right. And I'm just there by two football pitches.
Right. So you're just outside this building then.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, John.
Right. Any news on the cat's replacement? We've just heard, of course, that she sacked the cat. Theresa May's lady sacking it, thought its position was safe. We'd heard over the last couple of days that Larry the cat wasn't going anywhere. She sacked the cat. Any news?
Yes, Larry has tweeted that it was an honour to serve his country, but he will be able to go back and concentrate on his constituents. Yeah. Lots of rumours, no animals as of yet having gone into Downing Street.
We're hearing that escaped lynx from Dartmoor Zoo could well be in with the chance here of getting a position as the cat.
Yes, well, obviously the escape lynx has lots of knowledge, you know, how to get out of situations, how to attack, you know, that's how it escaped, you know, and as a former war prisoner, it has a lot of experience in that area.
Do you not think its gaffes will be in the way of this, though? Because, I mean, let's look at that. The escape lynx's career, once clawed a keeper, crapped in its own water bowl, had dozens of illegitimate children after a string of affairs.
Yes, that is true. But to be fair, that hasn't stopped Theresa May so far, has it, John?
No, it hasn't. Is there any truth in this rumour, then, that the reason she has sacked the cat was because of her kitten heels that she's famous for wearing, and that there was going to be a clash there? Because obviously Theresa May, well known for wearing actual kittens on her feet, just the hollowed out husks of baby cats. And of course, that is going to be a problem that for Larry.
Absolutely. Larry, very much a style icon for this age, known very much as the people's pussy and for its fashion decisions and statements. But so that could have been one of the reasons.
Let's look at the wider picture here. Let's look at Europe, because we know other leaders have their own particular animals. So it'll be interesting to see what Theresa May brings in. I mean, as you know... there's a lot of... I mean, what can you tell us about Angela Merkel's beaver?
I can tell you lots about Angela Merkel's beaver.
Well, it was a gift. Do you remember it was a gift from the people of Sweden? They gave for...
What was that?
I said it was a gift from the people of Sweden. Of course, you recall that as they give animals to world leaders. And she got the beaver and obviously looked after it very well.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, the weather in Germany recently has been quite rainy, so the beaver at the moment is quite wet.
Okay. What can you tell us about the speculation of George Galloway? We're just hearing this. George Galloway could replace Larry the cat, but he'll dress up as the cat like he did in Mew on All Fours, like he did... on Celebrity Big Brother that time, the actress Rue Lelenska. That's what we're hearing, that George Galloway's being brought back into government, or into government, but as long as he just stays on all fours, like that. But he has to, and they've also brought in the actress Rue Lelenska to sit there while he does it. Are you getting any word about that?
Yeah, well, that's all true as far as we're aware, John.
Yeah.
Obviously, rumours started when... George Galloway left talk radio after taking off his headphones and giving his producer a final warning.
Yeah, okay.
And obviously he has a political experience, so that's so good.
Yeah. All right, listen, thanks very much. That's Cornelius there, live from Downing, outside Downing's, quite far outside, about 2.5 miles outside Downing Street, just downstairs from where I'm talking to him now. This is Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction to these reshuffles that we've been hearing about, the cat being the latest victim of Theresa May, then do get in touch at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has sacked a number of David Cameron's closest allies as she reshapes the cabinet. Michael Gove, Nicky Morgan and John Whittingdale have all gone. The new Prime Minister has kept Jeremy Hunt on as Health Secretary, despite reports suggesting otherwise, while Patrick McLaughlin has moved from the Department of Transport to Party Chairman, which he says is an incredibly important job.
I want to see the Conservative Party reach out to as many people as possible. We are seeing an increase in membership, and I want to see us try and encourage more people to join our party as well.
Former Northern Ireland Secretary Teresa Villiers has quit, saying she felt she couldn't take the role she was offered. Liz Truss becomes the first female Lord Chancellor and Justice Secretary, while Justin Greening replaces Mrs Morgan at Education. Elsewhere, the father of a baby girl who died from serious injuries won't face criminal charges because there's insufficient evidence. Poppy Worthington was found dead at her home in Barrow Furness in Cumbria in 2012. Her mother says she's angry and disappointed by the decision. The Bank of England has kept interest rates on hold at 0.5%. There was speculation they were to be lowered for the first time in 7 years to help boost the economy after the EU referendum result. And Breaking Bad star RJ Mitz will form part of the largest ever team of disabled presenters for Channel 4's coverage of the Paralympics. The American actor, who has mild cerebral palsy, will join comedian Adam Hills and Claire Balding to present the latest from Rio. Almost two-thirds of the on-screen talent will have a disability. The weather fine and dry for most places this afternoon. Cloudy with isolated light showers in the north and east. Warm with highs of 22 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. And in half an hour, using this mouth...
This one.
...will be a made-up news story, and it'll come out of this mouth...
This one.
And it will be a lie. We'd like you to make the lie up. That is what we call headline hijack. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much. Also, Lonely Lunch Club on the way.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
With a Hammond and a Mayan government, it's been a full-on Top Gear of the Week for politics. We're analysing the week's political developments on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. It's been fantastic, but where's Chris Evans?
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 1:32. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in. Of course, our reporter was down at outside Downing Street. Where were you exactly?
Outside Downing Street.
Yeah, where?
Outside this building.
Right. So, some reactions have been coming into this story, of course, that Theresa May has now sacked Larry the Cat, even though we all thought his position, we'd all been told by the media his position was safe, but it just proves how ruthless she's being. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in, John. The international community have sent this in. No, but really, who's actually going to be your foreign secretary?
Yep.
And someone else has said, if only that zip wire had snapped and he fell to his death.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. That's coming from Michael Gove. Now, incidentally, by the way, I've got that new app. Have you been playing that new app? Amazing. Pokemon Gove. It's where you... It's where you have to. It's augmented reality.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you do is you have to find a monster and then throw it out of a cabinet. a lot of reactions coming in as well over on my side. John, speculation. This is more speculation, actually, that the Prime Minister Theresa May has brought in for Minister for Transport. Have you heard this name? Minister for Transport, possibly going to be BJ McKay, who will bring his own animal with him, which is his best friend Bear. BJ McKay is the Minister for Transport. He's bringing in his best friend Bear. And the thing about...
It's good to point out the thing about Bear, isn't it?
Well, the thing about Bear, which is the best friend of BJ McKay,
yeah.
From the early 80s.
BJ McKay. And his best friend Bear.
He wasn't a bear, though, was he?
No.
The thing about him, he was a chimpanzee, right? But he was called Bear.
It's very confusing.
Well, that's why I'm explaining.
Yeah.
Right, because he was is BJ McKay.
Yeah.
Minister of Transport, and he's brought in his own animal, his best friend Bear. He's
John.
Yes. Hello.
No.
Cass.
No.
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 No. No. No. No. To you.
We don't want to hear about BJ and the bear.
He wasn't a bear, Cass. He's a chimpanzee.
Listen.
I couldn't be clearer.
Don't want to hear about...
Bear and the chimpanzee.
Yeah, BJ
that's
and
that's the same thing.
Chimpanzee bear.
No, it's not a chimp. That would be stupid. That would be like a hybrid. This was a chimpanzee, but his name was Bear.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not
I know.
No, you're confused.
No, I'm not confused.
You think it's...
Oh, I'm going.
I don't think she got it.
It was a chimpanzee, right? And he was the best friend of BJ McKay.
I will take off my headphones. This is your final warning.
Right. and he was called Bear. He was a chimp, and he was called Bear. It's not the only one. It's not. Dave, back me up on this. Tarzan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
And it was called Cheetah. It's another animal. It wasn't a cheetah.
Very confusing.
It was a chimpanzee called Cheetah. It wasn't a cheetah. Just like Bear wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
Have there ever been any chimpanzees called chimpanzee?
No, that's the point. That's why it's confusing.
Wow. It's a scandal that we've unleashed.
Anyway, any more news of the reshuffle, we will bring to you throughout the afternoon, of course. then, 20-some minutes away from the time of the lying. At 2 o'clock, there will be a fib, a fabrication and a fake story in the news, masquerading as truth. We'd like you to make it up. We call it Headline Hijack. Get it into Victoria's mouth, and then she will spill it out again in around 20 minutes' time. All you need to do is think of some words that you know and understand, form them into sentences. As I said, to make up a new story that's slightly more preposterous than the one that goes, Boris Johnson is Foreign Secretary, you're going to have to work quite hard, OK? But you've got 20 minutes to do it. The lines are open, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Theresa May is said to be planning on calling a general election in 2017, Talk Radio. Understands. This has come in from Caroline. Her plan is to hold the election at the end of the month of May so that her name will subliminally be put into the minds of voters for the whole month. Clever. The electoral decision will have time to decide whether to rename the month or name a mother month after the leader of the opposition. I see. So we could end up with
you're not
a
very good at reading, are you?
Well, Caroline's not very good at writing. Name another month after the leader of the opposition. So we could have a month called Corbyn, basically, but that's a vote that's yet to be had. There won't be a month called Farron, because no one knows who he is or where he is. Right, Cornelius, what have you got?
This has come in from Daniel. Who says, it seems that there's been one last embarrassment from for the former Prime Minister.
You're not very good at
Damn
reading.
Slowly. That's it. Finishes there.
Very short headline, though, isn't it?
Yeah, David Cameron, as reports for the former Prime Minister David Cameron, as reports have emerged that when he moved out of number 10 Downing Street yesterday, he left his daughter Nancy behind.
Yeah.
Echoing when he did the same thing in a pub in 2012, David said, "I'm such a klutz. What am I like?"
Thanks very much indeed. Ginger producer Dave, you got one there?
I've got one. This one is from Sarah. And this is about America, John. Right. Whilst Bernie Sanders has officially endorsed Hillary Clinton for president in a surprise turn...
Not you read, either.
Yes!
No. Climbing down off my horse. Oh, I'm as short as you know. Whilst Bernie Sanders has officially endorsed Hillary Clinton for president in a surprise turn, Bill Clinton has endorsed Donald Trump. Hillary's reported to said a close colleague that she's surprised by his decision, but it's not the first time his commitment has been questioned, John.
Okay.
The wry smile.
Thank you very much. If you've got a made-up news story, then, well, fire it over. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any way you like.
Someone's got a win headline hijack, and it could be you. We'll also meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No. Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. You want lots of stock on the shelf? Well, Selco's got it. You want trade brands? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. A massive range and huge stocks of trade-branded building materials all at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
£5 as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. There's congestion now from Junction 19 at Knutsford through to Junction 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. There was a broken down vehicle, but it's been recovered. Southbound M6 past Birmingham is slow from Junction 7 through to Junction 4A, the M42, when there was an accident, but all lanes are back open. The A40 at Oxford is slow both ways between the Wolvercote roundabout and the Cutslow roundabout where there's roadworks. And through Hampshire, the eastbound A31, an accident at Pickett Post causing queues. I'm Dave Stamper.
The Two Mics on Talk Radio.
Tomorrow morning from 10, why women are more attracted to drunk men than sober ones.
That's right, there's hope for me at last.
The Two Mics.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
Mine's a large one.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Well, of course, there is a lot going on in the news. It's ever-changing at the moment. It is. It's very hard to keep up with it. We know, of course, about the reshuffles that have been going on. A lot of people have lost their positions. A lot of people, new people coming in. Jeremy Hunt, surprisingly, has kept his job as health secretary, which, wazzed on the doctors and nurses parade that they were having earlier this morning, I imagine. But the point I'm making is that the news is quite complicated, isn't it? Sarah Cox on Radio 2 earlier today.
A lot of change going on in the world at the moment, and sometimes it's difficult to get your head around it.
I know! Oh. I know, Sarah! And that's where we can help, because... fan of the show. That's where we can help, because what we do, Sarah, is take the news and we break it down into its constituent sort of components, really, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And when you do that, Sarah, you'll know that you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, Sarah. Seven syllables, Sarah. Five syllables, Sarah. It's the news, Sarah, in haiku.
Boris is back, back. He's like a buffoonish dose of chlamydia.
The news in haiku. It's 1:45.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So we must meet a lonely luncher. Now, if you are listening to this for the first time, then, well, here's what it is, right? We know that there are various people a little bit down. Michael Gove, George Osborne, Nicky Morgan, those kind of people. Lunching alone and crying into their bag of pickled onion monster munch. Now, other pickled onion monster munch is available. We like to help because we're nice. We are nice and we are friendly to boot. And we can play the role now of your friend and colleague as we invite you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, it is open to you if you are lunching alone for whatever reason. Lunch alone no longer, have a little bit of a chit. And also, while you're about it, maybe a chat to us as we... we can do idle chit-chat that's slightly awkward. It's a speciality of ours, as anyone who listens to this regularly will know only too well. Now, all you do is get in touch via email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, to get on the list. Someone who's done that, he's on the telephone now, he's called Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
I wish you were called Fidelity. I wish your name was Fidelity. Hi.
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 Sorry to disappoint.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Fidelity.
Hi.
Hi, Fidelity. Hi, Fidelity! Reese, what do you... I don't know. What do you do, Reese? Where are you doing it?
I work at Coral in Luton as an assistant manager.
At Coral?
Coral, yeah, the betting shop.
The betting shop, not the... Not the yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't know Luton had a reef. not the living organism of the reef. Okay, how long have you worked at Coral?
I've been working there a couple of months now. I'm still training.
Right.
But I'm off this week, because I've just done the Three Peaks Challenge this weekend.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm taking a week off to recover, as much needed.
Right, so you did it, how long did it take you?
24 hours, that's the challenge.
That's the challenge,
so
right.
I started 5 p.m. on Saturday and finished at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Right.
And absolutely wiped me out.
I'm not surprised. I'm very impressed with that, actually. That's a pretty good... did you do it for, like, charity or something, or just your own...
Yeah, for Macmillan.
Good.
At the moment, we've raised just under £1,300.
Nice so work.
Not too bad.
Very good, Reese. Very good. That's very impressive. And are you lunching alone? I mean, you'd think with that kind of your kind of attitude to life, and you know the way you can conduct yourself in that very impressive, charitable, commendable way, that you'd have lots of people around you all the time. But no, you're sadly alone.
Absolutely, I'm sat in the garden at the moment. The clouds are coming in, and I'm eating alone. Unfortunately,
what are you eating? Are you still on the Kendall mint cake? Are you? What are you?
Ham and cheese toasty.
A ham and cheese toasty.
Absolutely,
it's a strong choice for a lunch.
Wrong.
Can't go wrong with that. You're absolutely right.
Have lunch
you used
of champions?
It is the lunch of champions, and that's what you are to all of us now, Reese.
Absolutely,
you are the people's champion, Reese, without a doubt. So tell us about the Three Peak Challenge then. So for those that don't know, like me, which are the peaks that are the three of them?
It's Ben Nevis up in Scotland. You've got Scafell Pike in the Lake District and Snowdon down in Wales.
So you've got 21 hours to do it, right? But obviously there's quite a distance between them. So surely you're just at the mercy of traffic.
Yeah, fortunately I had a very good driver, and we started in Scotland, so we were driving Sunday morning from Scotland to England, which helped. We only hit traffic between England and Wales, we made it. I had 2 minutes to spare, 23 hours and 58 minutes.
That's even better. Were you slowing down? Was it as towards the end? I mean, was it... What was hurting most?
Everything. Toes, knees, legs, the whole lot.
Bumps a daisy.
And by the time I got down to the bottom, I kind of went to take like a victory picture. And I just couldn't even summon the strength to even pose. I just was hanging over a rock.
Wow. So, did you do it on your own? Like you have like lunch? Or
Yeah, by myself. Yeah.
Oh, you are lonely, aren't you? What a sad state of affairs that is. Not even the driver bothered to give you a hand up the hill.
No, he'd done enough. He drove, I think it was a total of like 1,400 miles around the country.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, come on, he's just driving. He's not climbing up a mountain, is it? Reese, give yourself
not
a credit.
Climbing a mountain, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'll have to have a word.
Yeah. So what's would you do it again?
Absolutely. And I'd recommend it to anybody. You see all kinds of people climbing all the mountains.
Well,
so
I'll be honest.
It's accessible to everyone.
Yeah, well, you say that. I mean, you know, you've painted a picture of torture as hell.
Yeah, it's hell, but anyone can go through hell.
Well, I mean, arguably Dante did, but that's about the only evidence we've got, I suppose. But anyway, that's fine. Is there more in the pipeline in terms of this kind of stuff? I mean, the Three Peaks is every year, right? So you're going to fill the year with this? You're going to do it every weekend, essentially, something?
Every weekend. I don't know about that. I'll definitely do it again, maybe give it a few months.
Yeah.
I've just watched a documentary recently about a couple who walked the Death Railway in Thailand. So I'm thinking that one maybe next, but that's like a 5-week trek.
Yeah,
that'll be something for the future, definitely.
Yeah, I'm impressed, Reese. I'm no word of a lie. I think you're the most people who call into the Lonely Lunch Club are literally just on their own because they're shunned by friends and colleagues, and you just get the impression they're just sitting there stuffing their faces. You know, we've had people eating porridge out of bins. We've had McDonald's out of a skip. I mean, it's just... but you, Reese, have brought a whole new level of class to this.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't mind telling you. As a special treat, then, we've got a couple of minutes left. You get to pick a subject to idly chit and chat about. It's a subject of your choice. We can do anything you like. It can be politics, because obviously that's going on currently. It can be whatever you like. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works.
Oh God, you're putting me on the spot now.
Well, that's all right. You just pick any subject you want to, you know, have a chat about. It's absolutely fine. We can do idle small. What we are is the equivalent of, say, you're at Coral. You've gone to work, right?
Yep.
And maybe you're a system manager, I think you said, but maybe, you know, someone is visiting from another Coral branch. You don't know them very well. You've kind of met in the staff kitchen. The kettle's taken ages to boil. You're forced into an awkward conversation. You've got to talk about something. That's this.
I reckon it'd have to be the referendum then.
Referendum.
I'm not saying that I know much about it. But,
strong. Did anyone come in and bet on it in your shop?
Yeah, one person did actually. He bet that we were going to leave. And I kind of, in my head, I said, it's not going to go that way, mate. But I'll put the bet on.
Yeah.
And yeah, we ended up leaving.
Yeah.
He was right, so he won his money.
Yeah, do you think, when people come in, I've wondered that about betting shops, do you come in and you know, because you've got obviously knowledge of how it works, but are you going, are you allowed to say, mate, I wouldn't bother? Are you allowed to do that?
I wouldn't put somebody off of placing a bet, you know, if that's their decision, if they want to put it on or not. I've got my own views, but I wouldn't share them with people.
Yeah. No, quite right.
They've got to make their own decision.
You won't share anything with people, will you? Your lunch, your three picks trek?
Absolutely not.
I'm right. What's the weirdest bet you've ever taken, would you say?
I haven't even taken any weird ones. I've only been there a couple of months, haven't I?
Right, yeah, of course, yeah.
I know that you can pretty much put a bet on anything within reason.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of make the right phone calls. But I haven't had any, unfortunately.
Right.
But that's still to come.
Yeah. Glad I went down that route of conversation. So, listen, you are now a member, perhaps the prominent member, I would say, of the Lonely Lunch Club. The bad news for you is that the Lonely Lunch Club, the Topway Hall of Despair, like a Tibetan monastery, is at the top of a very high mountain. So you're going to have to wait till you've recovered in order to be able to even get into it, I would think. But Reese, a pleasure talking to you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. That's Reese there. Yeah, very impressive. Three picks challenge.
Well done, him.
In the garden.
Whatever.
For charity. Yeah. So
the entire conversation trying to work out what three peaks could be if it wasn't actual peaks. After I said Tim Peak, and I couldn't think of two other peaks.
Yeah, I could see where you were going with that. Yeah.
E-blinders.
Ah, yeah. Pikachu.
Oh.
Done. We've done it.
There you go.
Let's go back 10 minutes and have that conversation again with him.
Right. Right, anyway, so, the hardest challenge I think I've ever known, apart from about half an hour ago when Cornelius had to manhandle a cabinet across the studio in our own version of shuffling a cabinet. So that's Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then please do get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, as you know, there's a cabinet reshuffle going on. We are bringing you live coverage of it. Who is in, who is out. Some more of the names are coming in, of course, as we are going. You know about Michael Gove leaving. You know that the new Education Secretary is Justin Greenwood. I think you know that. You know that George Osborne is also out. Philip Hammond is now Chancellor, of course. Boris Johnson, Foreign Secretary, Home Secretary Amber Rudd. We're just getting news as well, though, that the new Housing Minister is Fred West, in charge of housing. Russell Brand in as Women's Minister. Secretary of State for Education, Joey Essex. Anything else breaking over there?
Yeah, Secretary for the State for Health is going to be Alan Brazil.
Yeah.
New Home Secretary, that's already changed. That's just going to be a homeless man.
Right. Colin Murray in charge of Brexit. So if any of these do change, or, well, as we know they will be going on all afternoon, these changes, then we will bring them to you here first live on Talk Radio, of course. Also, by the way, later on, there's a game of Paul Rossmaster. And I should tell you that, if well, you haven't heard it before, it's the quiz, of course, that tests people's knowledge of the Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Today played, I'm very pleased to say, by Howard Hughes, off of Talk Radio's Sunday Night The Unexplained programme. He'll be on at around 20 minutes to 4 o'clock this afternoon, having a go on Paul Rossmaster. However, with it coming up to just about 2 o'clock, well, we need to find out who's going to go through and get their made-up news story into the news for headline hijack. And, Well, it works like this. The news is at 2 o'clock. If it comes out of Victoria. Victoria, she's a trained journalist. I mean, I know, you wouldn't know it, but she is. And normally she speaks the truth. But not at 2 o'clock she doesn't, because she speaks a made-up news lie that's made up by you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. This has come in from Nigel, who says that Theresa May has announced that once she has fully decided her cabinet, they will be given a name similar to a backing band that a solo artist may have. So that means that once it has been revealed who is part of the government, they will be known as a group collectively, Theresa May and the Dogs of Wrath.
Boris Johnson has already faced his first challenge as Foreign Secretary. This has come in who's this from? Paul. As Japan has reacted to his new position of Foreign Secretary by making that Japanese boy that Boris Johnson violently flattened last year their head of military. The UN is now urging calm between Japan and the tousle-haired philandering buffoon. What else have we got here? Shrek the Musical. This is Showbiz News. It's coming. Thank you for this. Shrek the Musical is to tour the UK, and Adrian Childs has been announced in taking the part of the main role. It's going to be his first acting job, and the director of the show said he's very excited to have Adrian Childs playing the role of Shrek, and he's looking forward to spending the money that they'll be saving on makeup. If you've got a story, then, well, you get it into the news. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And talk radio on Twitter. And after the news, we will go towards work experience punditry. Rue is with us. Part work experience, part radio voice, as he brings geeky, gadgety crap to this particular yard. Work experience punditry. There's also the news in haikus. Later, we'll go out on the streets to find out what the people think. Many more things besides. We've got to pick a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Do it now.
Okay, I've picked one.
Go on.
Congratulations to Alana.
Alana. Where's Alana from?
Hang on. Guildford.
Alana's in Guildford and has won today's headline hijack. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitchin Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance, lease, business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yeah, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon, 2 o'clock Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May unveils her new look cabinet. Insufficient evidence to prosecute a father over a baby's death. And there's a Strictly baby.
Talk Radio.
House Secretary Jeremy Hunt is one of the few cabinet ministers to keep his job as the new Prime Minister sorts out her top team. Theresa May's former Tory leadership rival Stephen Crabb has just resigned from government, saying it's in the best interest of his family. Michael Gove, John Whittingdale and former Education Secretary Nicky Morgan are out, with Justine Greening replacing Mrs Morgan. Liz Truss says she's happy with her new role.
I'm delighted to be appointed as Secretary of State for Justice.
Any plans for the new role, Liz?
Well, it's early days.
Patrick McLaughlin has moved from transport to become party chairman.
Politics is tough when people have done jobs, have to lose those jobs or get those jobs changed. That's part of politics, and they will know.
The new Chancellor, Philip Hammond, says he knows he has a lot of work to do after the vote to leave the EU.
The number one challenge is to stabilise the economy, send signals of confidence about the future, the plans we have for the future, to the markets, to businesses, to international investors. Britain is open for business. We are not...
It's just not. Britain is open for business. We're not.
okay. It looks as though we're
turning
having a
our back on the world.
Having a problem with the software.
No, I think that's actually how he said it. I think he just stopped, allowed a dramatic pause, and then carried on with his sentence. I think that was fine. That's just what he did.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yeah.
The Bank of England has kept interest rates on hold at 0.5%. That's despite Governor Mark Carney hinting rates would be slashed after Brexit. Two-thirds of people in a new poll say they believe the Labour Party needs a new leader before the next general election. Only 23% think Jeremy Corbyn has what it takes to be Prime Minister. But even less, 21% think Angela Eagle would cut it. Cumbria police say their investigation into the death of a 13-month-old girl was flawed from start to finish. Poppy Worthington was found with serious injuries at her home in Barry and Furness in 2012. Her father was accused by a judge of abusing her, something he denies. Chief Constable Jerry Graham has been speaking after prosecutors said there's not enough evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction.
It's the job of the police to search for the truth, and we should have assembled a careful search for the truth in terms of collecting evidence and marshalling that. We failed to do that. It was a flawed investigation from start to finish, and I bitterly regret that fact.
A British-led team of astronomers has produced the largest ever 3D map of the universe. Scientists have pinpointed 1.2 million galaxies and say they've been able to measure dark energy, the unexplained force that causes the universe to expand. And Christina Rienoff and Ben Cohen have had a baby girl. The former professional dancer and the ex-England rugby player met while on Strictly Come Dancing in 2013.
Did they... on the television... like that, like on Love Island?
No.
Oh. It wasn't conceived during Strictly Come Dancing?
Not on screen.
You wouldn't really need the word dancing.
It was 3 years ago when they were on the telly.
Oh, right. Have you got the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Right. Fine and dry for most places. Cloudy with isolated light showers in the north and east. Warm with highs of 22 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Stephen Crabbe's gone, has he?
Yes.
Sideways move.
Well, the problem with Stephen Crabbe is he just gives it all that.
That doesn't work on radio.
Gives it all that.
She's right, doesn't
it? Cornelius is doing pincer movements with his hands for anyone who's curious.
Nobody's curious. It's 4 minutes past two. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Jake Ball has taken his first wicket as an England cricketer.
Wicket.
Fast bowler removes Pakistan's Azhar Ali after lunch on day one of the first test at Lord's. Yeah. Ball's making his debut as James Anderson wasn't deemed fit enough to play. A short time ago, Pakistan was 77 for three. On day one of the Open at Royal Troon, South African Hayden Porteous leads 6-under after 8 holes. England's Justin Rose is in touch with the early leaders, carding a 3-under par 68 in his opening round. Rory McIlroy is 2-under after 16 holes. Defending champion Zach Johnson tees off shortly. Finally, Hull say there's been no approach from the FA to speak to their manager Steve Bruce about the England job. The former Manchester United defender's been one of the names linked to the post after Roy Hodgson quit. Sam Allardyce is still the favourite to be appointed. Sunderland have confirmed talks between their manager and the FA took place earlier in the week. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the mobile phone game Pokemon Go's success at getting children outside and exploring the environment, Dartmoor Zoo announced that it will be releasing more animals for children to go out and find. Some sceptics have argued that the zoo may be using the game as an excuse for allowing a lynx to escape.
Thanks very much, Victoria. That's the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
That's terrible. Oh,
is high. Get out of the way, please.
To change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And just ahead of work experience punditry this afternoon, there is just time to bring you a list of different types of glue. Here we go. Postage stamp gum. Then there are various cement glues, of course. Contact cement, rubber cement, pyroxicillin cement, resin glues. Don't forget those. Epoxy resin, acrylic resin, phenyl formaldehyde resin, PVA, of course. Carpenter's glue. That's the aliphatic resin. Glue sticks, polyester resin, resicocinol resin, urea resin glue, urea formaldehyde resin, and a Pritt stick. Starch glue, soybean glue, vegetable glue, wood glue, animal glues such as hide glue, bone glue, fish glue, meat glue, rabbit skin glue, horse hoof glue, hot melt glue, polyurethane hot melt glue, cellulose nitrate, latex combo, rubber base, silicone base, aluminum glue, ceramic adhesive, ultraviolet glue, polysulfide, and polyurethane Mark II, if there are any more glues, of course, or a change to any types of glue, then we'll, of course, keep you posted on Talk Radio this afternoon. It's time for Work Experience Punditry. Experience punditry then works a little bit like this. We get in a work experience to road test and train as a future pundit, broadcaster or critic. We do film, we do TV, we do hipster nonsense, we do music. On a Thursday though, we do geeky, gadgety crap, and we do it with Roo.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Roo.
How are you?
I don't know. I think I'm fine. You?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good. Yes. Geeky gadgety crack. It's been a busy week politically.
It has.
Has it been a busy week geekily gadgetily?
Well, yes, I think.
Good.
I think so. Surely we can't talk about anything without covering Pokemon Go first.
I wondered whether that would crop up.
It has to. There's no choice in the matter.
Yes.
It's taken the world by storm.
Yes. Yes. Although, of course, I'm playing... Here it comes. Pokemon Gove. where you have to fight... there's a monster... Yes. And then you throw him out of a cabinet.
Yes, very, very good.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
Thank you.
And when can we download that? Or is it just available in US, Australia, and New Zealand?
That's right. In May. You can download it in May.
Oh, very good.
Good.
I was going to say I've been rearranging my cabinet all morning, but... You've all beaten me to it.
Yeah. So, what gadgets have you pulled out of this said cabinet that you've been fiddling with? Pokemon Go first.
Yes.
Now, for those that don't know, which was me until about 2 hours ago.
Right.
When I thought I ought to find out. what is it?
Well, did you ever play Pokemon?
Of course not.
Okay. So, Pokemon, hundreds of little monsters... that are sort of like animals, but not. So you'll have a fox, and its tail's on fire.
Liam
and
Fox.
And it's called Foxtail. There you are. That's basically Pokemon.
Oh, why isn't it called Tailfire?
Well, something like that. Anything like
fire
that.
Fire Fox.
And then it'll evolve when you get enough points.
Sorry, that name's already taken.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the book.
What was that?
And the internet browser.
Firefox.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that would be a Pokemon name if it wasn't a browser.
Yes.
But yeah, after evolution, it'll evolve into something with three heads. That's usually the rule.
Right.
Yeah. Or three tails.
All of which are on fire?
it's
a very odd game. I'm not following it at all.
No, but you see, you'll have a three-headed fox, I'll have a three-trunked elephant, and we will battle it out.
Well, how does it battle?
Well, the elephant would be a water type, say. The fox is a fire type. So the fox can breathe fire at the elephant.
The fox can't breathe fire. This is unrealistic.
That's the whole point. Oh. So that's why this is so very exciting, because you're blending a very unrealistic gaming universe with reality. I mean, unbeknownst to you right now, there could be a Charizard in this room.
Oh, I think there's one of those.
Charizard is unlikely.
That's just one of the words for producer Dave.
I'll take it. It's the best one you ever called me.
I think it's interesting.
It's the other C word. That you are. Carry on.
No, no, I think...
Assume, where would the Charizard be?
Well, it would be presumably sort of sat next to you somewhere, because it understands the room. This it's augmented reality, is that the phrase?
I believe it is.
Augmented?
Yes, so...
It's virtual reality's sort of ugly cousin.
Right. As opposed to Cornelius's cousin, of whom Cornelius is the ugly cousin.
Yeah. That's nasty. So I feel like I've got enough lightly here.
Good one.
Yeah. So you download an app, and then it works through the camera, and it shows you the room or place or space you're in.
Yes.
Right? And then puts a monster there on the screen.
Yes, and you have to try and catch it. Now, say, if we were by the river, there'd probably be a water-type Pokemon in. If we were sat in the desert doing this, we'd probably find a sand-type, and so on.
Because it knows where you are.
Yeah.
So how do you catch it?
You chuck a Pokeball at it, which is...
my question's staying the same. I'll be honest, my follow-up question to that is identical to the original question.
Well, on your screen, you'll have a fake Pokeball, and you sort of swipe it at the Pokemon.
Then where does it go?
Onto the Pokemon.
Where does the Pokemon go?
In the ball, yes. And then you'll take your balls...
Then you've caught it.
To the Poke Center?
I'd never take my balls to a Poke Center. I'm not Paul Ross.
I think they're called Pokemon Centers or something. Pokey Stops. That's it. Pokey Stops.
Good. I'm glad you're up to date with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been many years since I've been involved.
Are you tempted with the new?
No.
Right. Because it's injuring everybody in other countries.
Yes, there've been traffic accidents, haven't there?
And muggings. Yeah. Because there's a feature where you can call for backup or something. So if you're in a place and you need some other players to come, it's like, oh, come and help me catch some Pokemon in this place.
Yeah.
And then muggers have been going on and going, oh, they're alone in a secluded area. And then going and nicking their wallet.
Somebody found a dead body in Wyoming River as well as they were trying to find a Pokemon.
Did they throw a ball at it?
Well, the dead body?
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. It wouldn't really be that effective in a fight either.
No. Would the Pokemon monster know that there was a dead... I mean, could it dance on the body? Would it do that?
I don't know if they dance.
Well, whatever.
What should it be for?
I don't know. Would it stand on the body? I mean, does it use its whatever's in the environment?
Yeah, like it would... If it was a little one, it'd be sat on the desk there.
Right. Right. Okay. And this works everywhere, does it?
Or it could be sat on Theresa May's cabinet, for instance.
That would be interesting. Certainly. I bet that's what they're all doing in there.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Yeah.
But people have been playing it in inappropriate places. Somebody caught a Squirtle at a funeral, and
that's the best sentence I've ever heard.
Sample that and remix it.
Another chap got caught cheating because he caught a Pikachu around his ex-girlfriend's house.
That's incredible.
Well, there's also this terrible stories of... Because a lot... You go to museums, but it's becoming really inappropriate because there's the Holocaust Museum. Is it in Washington, D.C.? Where there were kids going in there, like, in the somber, correctly and respectful atmosphere of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And then all these kids are going in there going, oh, gotta catch them all!
Pokemon!
I think they should have put a Mewtwo in every polling booth for the EU referendum, and that would have got people voting, wouldn't it? Not that, I mean, a lot of people did anyway, but still.
Good. Well, I suppose it could open up, you know, the rest of the, you know, if there is a... As a child, when I got dragged around dull National Trust properties by my parents, that would liven that stuff up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or just like a country holiday where you're sat in a cabin all weekend with your folks and you're just like, oh, I'll just wander around and catch Pokemon.
But then it becomes sort of like Inception, right? If you spend too long in the game, you might just decide to live in the game. And never confront reality.
That doesn't work if your iPhone battery runs out.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Thank goodness for battery.
Which, let's not be honest, it's an iPhone, it'll run in about half an hour.
It is weird if you see a group of people just all playing it, though. It's like a zombie film. You know, episodes of Doctor Who where everyone's being mind-controlled. Everyone's just, like, walking around.
Yeah.
With their phone held in front of them.
Well, everyone does that anyway in this modern day.
Yeah, looking mad.
Flicking balls.
Yeah. Just...
This is a thing. I had to explain this to one of the mics from the two mics yesterday.
Which one?
The one that looks like Mad Eye Moody, or the other one?
Bill Oddie. The Bill Oddie one. Yeah. And he just went, so these creatures, are they real? Yeah. Yes, they are.
They are now.
That's what people say about them. So what else have you got, Roo?
Oh, well, I was going to say, it opens up a whole new realm for other things that aren't games, like layering augmented reality just upon everyday life, you could, you, I don't know, it could work for bus timetables or something, couldn't it? Rather than actually having to print them off.
I like the way it can be anything at all. And you've opted
not
for
bus timetables.
Ooh, the excitement. Ooh. Come on, kids.
Getting warm in here, guys.
Oh. I'm a practical chap.
Come on, kids. Let's all play the bus timetable game. There they are. Oh, look at that boring lamppost. I'm going to project a bus timetable onto it.
Gotta catch them all.
I can liven things up with a question. Which is... what happens if you cross a dead rat with silicone breast implants?
I don't know. What happens if you cross a dead rat with silicone breast implants?
You get a robot stingray. Naturally. Would you like me to explain?
Well, do you know what? I'm going to take that as a cliffhanger.
Okay.
So hold that thought. I mean, I would like you to explain, but hold that thought. Rue is our work experience pundit this afternoon. He is reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff, of course, with the main advantage of this being work experience. We don't have to pay him. We'll be back finding out what a rat has to do with breasts. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading and Citroën contract motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Enjoy the summer weather at Asda this weekend with 25% off six bottles of selected wines like Wolf Blass Shiraz or Extra Special Prosecco. Asda, save money, live better. British summer sunshine subject to availability with risk of occasional showers or cloud cover. Max 36 per customer. Selected stores subject to availability. Drink aware. Not available in Scotland.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic around Oxford looking heavy on the A40. It's queuing in both directions between the Wolvercote roundabout and the Cutslow roundabout. You've got some roadworks there in one direction. Traffic's queued back to Cassington. In the other is slow traffic from Marston. The London Road in Salisbury in Wiltshire is queuing both ways with some roadworks between the St Mark's roundabout and the Bishop Down Farm roundabout. And you'll find the M6 through Cheshire northbound queues approaching Junction 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. The exit slip road there closed, a broken down coach. I'm Dave Stanford.
Craig has just test-driven the mighty new Ford Edge. Being British, on the outside, Craig remains calm and composed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, really good.
Meanwhile, on the inside... outside?
Yeah, hands-free town, thank goodness, yeah.
Inside. Outside.
Mm-hmm. Sync technology. Yeah, no, it's very clever.
Inside. Let go of what you know at Ford's Unlearn SUVs Weekender on July the 16th and 17th at your local Ford dealership. For more information, visit ford.co.uk.
The Two Mics on Talk Radio.
Tomorrow morning from 10, why women are more attracted to drunk men than sober ones.
That's right. There's hope for me at last.
The Two Mics.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
Mine's a large one.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio 20 past 2. Yes, I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions are coming in. React. If you've got a reaction, of course, then do react it in this direction. There's a lot happening politically, and maybe you've got a reaction about that. Maybe you've got a reaction about something else. 87222.
Start your message at the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
What have you got, Corny?
Lots coming in, John. So proud of my dad becoming the Chancellor of the Exchequer. That's coming from Richard Hammond. Yep. Really sad to hear about my son losing his job. That's coming from Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, thanks very much. Indeed, do keep your reactions coming in. But however, we are poised on the edge of a cliffhanger. And that cliffhanger is this. Just before the break there, our work experience pundit for This Is The Feature We Are In, Rue, good afternoon, Rue.
Hello.
Announced that, it was more of a question, wasn't it?
It was a question.
What was the question?
It was, what do you get if you cross dead rats with breast implants?
Yes. And we've all been waiting on the edge of our seats to find out the answer to that.
Well, Harvard researchers, they made a bioengineered robot stingray out of those ingredients. It's made up of four layers. One is a silicon substrate that forms its body. Then you've got a skeletal system made of gold wire, more silicon, and then 200,000 genetically engineered rat cells. Yeah. And it swims towards a light source by itself, but you can also remote control it. It's kind of scary.
Yes.
It's a living thing.
Yes.
But it has no immune system, so it can't survive out the lab. So it's not going to come swimming after you in any hurry.
But once it develops, I mean, if you've taken that breast imagine where they got that breast implant, right? Jordan, probably, right? Katie Price.
Thought you meant the country.
No.
I don't think this stingray is that size. I think it's quite a minuscule.
At the moment, yeah. What I'm saying is, what if it takes on the attributes of Katie Price? If you're going
to
get...
Well, it writes books about how to look after ponies and
things. Or pretends to have done it and get someone else to do it. Apparently. But it could grow to the... What I'm saying is it could grow to the size of Katie Price. His breasts, couldn't it?
Oh, just the breasts?
Yes. Katie Price's breasts are bigger than Katie Price now, of course. That's a well-known fact. I mean, if you
she's just sort of dragging them along, like a ball and chain.
Yes, yeah, and throwing them at Pokemons. but if you stand in front of Katie Price and look dead on, you can't see her behind them anymore. They're like, she's like the Buster Gonad of...
Buster Gonad?
Yes, he of the unfeasibly large testicles in Viz magazine.
No idea. I remember that documentary on Channel 4. That's all I know about men with large testicles. I mean, excessively large.
Moving on. So there's a robot stingray. Fine, good. What's it for?
Well, they're aiming to steer towards building, you know, hearts and stuff, if ever you needed a heart. You know, so like living flesh.
Yes.
Very exciting.
It is exciting. Why have they gone down the route of a stingray, though?
I guess to make headlines.
Fine. Well, that worked.
I mean, yeah. I don't so that it can swim, perhaps? I don't know what they're...
Well, so I suppose if you attached a heart to it, like with string or something, you could send that into the body. It could swim through the bloodstream, like in the film Fantastic Voyage or Inner Space with Dennis Quaid, and drag the heart into place without the need for surgery. Perhaps that's the...
Well, it's just
a suggestion.
It's made of rat hearts.
It's a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
I will not bite.
I feel like I've missed something here.
It's an old catchphrase that Dave hates, so whenever we can say it to annoy him, we do. It's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Don't join in! He's going to wake up in a sweat in a minute. It'll all be a dream.
Nope. All right, okay, what else have we got?
Planes could be insulated with burned bread. Yes, it's true.
You mean toast?
Well, no, very, very burned, because China's Harbin Institute of Technology, they've been busy torching their loaves to create a material known as carbon foam. Yes.
So this happened presumably by accident when someone just burned the toast, then?
Well, no, because they've tried it with bananas and watermelons before now.
We've all done that.
But the consistency hasn't been right.
Well, I know.
Yes, but neither would toast.
You want to try liver? What?
Toast wouldn't be right under the circumstances I think you're implying.
Yes. Well, I don't see. So what do? They melt the bread? I mean, how burned?
Yeah, so the initial loaf,
yeah,
that's dried and sort of cooked in an oven for 18 hours at 80 degrees Celsius. And then it's put into a special furnace and blasted into carbon foam. So carbon foam is the key word.
This sounds
here.
Like a Heston Blumenthal recipe rather than something used to insulate planes. Has Heston started to do, because you know when you go on a plane and sometimes they've got a celebrity chef doing the menu
on the plane,
right? Yeah.
I mean not
EasyJet. I mean, you know, but not on a posh plane, right? And they go, oh, our menu's been designed by, right, that,
right,
No, just me?
Right, no, anyway. just you.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, that happens sometimes. And they, and you know, it's stuff like your foam and your and your and all that, isn't it? And I just wonder that's not part of the in-flight menu you're reading out. I've just got confused.
Well, no, because in order to insulate a plane, you need it to be very light and fluffy. And apparently with bread, you can change the pore sizes to suit your needs. But you can't with bananas and watermelons.
Yeah, I don't know
sure why those
why
are the only...
Why they even tried watermelons if it needs to be light.
Watermelons are quite light, aren't they?
Are they?
Well, the inside is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because it's empty.
No, the inside of a watermelon.
Yeah,
so you scoop all that out
there.
And you...
Oh, yeah, there's stuff in there.
It's just kind of soft mush.
You are listening to Panorama, discussing the new political situation of the country, whereas two men are having an argument about the inside of a watermelon. I told you it wasn't LBC, and I was right.
No, but the burn bread can serve as a thermal insulator, an electromagnetic shield, and an electrical conductor, and it's all very cheap.
Right.
And how much is a loaf of bread these days? That's your plane sorted. Well, I don't know. You might need several loaves.
Yeah, yeah. And can you just use any... I mean, could you use that sort of own brand bread? Or does it... Can it be...
I think it's made especially. Yes, the initial loaf is made especially for this purpose.
Right.
So, yeah. But I still can't... I can't imagine it being that pricey for them to do. That's why they've opted for bread, surely.
Well...
It's got to be cheaper than making a... robot stingray out of breast implants and gold wiring and dead rats.
I mean, I've used those things for other purposes as well. That's true. Well, we've got anything else to finish?
Yes, I can finish on a new lamp that allows you to to plunge light. Yes, the new Dymo light. It looks like a
good name,
like a French coffee press and a table lamp sort of have met.
So what do you mean plunge light?
So, you've got it next to you. Imagine you've got a coffee press next to you.
Yes.
It's up at the moment.
Yes.
On. So, the light is on, like a lantern.
Right.
But as you plunge the coffee press down...
Yes.
It gradually, slowly but surely...
I like that.
The light turns
Where
off.
Where can I get me one of them?
They are just launched on Kickstarter. So, you have an early bid price of £47. And they're expected to ship February 2007.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
17. That's, yeah.
Can't wait for those 10 and, years ago.
And finally, my final thing, John, someone's invented time travel. Good. Ruth, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah. So, more geeky, gadgety stuff there for you. And now, Ruth, Pokemon Go.
Yes. Go. I'll try and catch you a Jigglypuff. I don't know.
Really don't. So it's Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, we will be talking to... what happened there? Oh, Chloe pressing weird buttons in again. Getting excited by the idea of...
A Jigglypuff.
A Jigglepuff or something, I don't know, yeah. Anyway, so Rhys will be here. He's our showbiz reporter. He'll be reviewing the showbiz from the point of view of a man who... hates showbiz and has very little interest or knowledge in it. There will, of course, be the news in haikus and the big debate at 3 o'clock. You are listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has made sweeping changes in her cabinet reshuffle. The new Prime Minister sacked several ministers by phone. Michael Gove, Nicky Morgan and John Whittingdale have all gone. One of the appointments made last night was Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary, which the former British Ambassador to the US, Sir Christopher Mayer, says has got people talking.
I've had a whole bunch of emails this morning saying, what on earth is going on in London? I mean, people are gobsmacked. They have a caricature view of Boris Johnson, which of course to a degree he's cultivated himself. So people are very, very surprised, very astonished.
Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabbs resigned from government, saying it's in the best interests of his family. Liz Truss becomes Justice Secretary, while Justine Greening is the new Education Secretary. Jeremy Hunt and Michael Fallon have both kept their jobs. Interest rates have been held at 0.5%, following speculation they'd be lowered to help boost the economy following the vote to leave the EU. The Bank of England's kept them at their figure for the past 7 years in what stands as an historic low. Cumbria police say they failed a 13-month-old girl whose father was accused by a judge of abusing her. Poppy Worthington was found with serious injuries at her home in Barrow-in-Furness in 2012. Prosecutors say there's insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction. 48-year-old Paul Worthington's always denied doing anything wrong. And Team GB will target its best ever performance at an away Olympics in Rio next month. UK Sport expects at least 48 medals, but believes a haul of 79 is possible. The weather fine and dry for most places this afternoon, cloudy with isolated light showers in the north and east, warm with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much for whatever you said just then. Great. So I forgot to mention, of course, the High Priest of Alexander Crowley is joining us very shortly with his thought for the day for Satanists. You listen to Talk Radio. It's a Thursday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Well, it's a busy old time, isn't it, news-wise? It's very complicated. Things changing all the time, of course. And sometimes when that happens, it's worth just taking a moment to reflect on the things that are important. By which I mean your spiritual side, your... Just take a moment to step off this crazy world of politics that's ever changing at the moment, and just, you know, as I say, look inwards. A lot of radio outlets will let you do such a thing, of course, by bringing in their feature, their sort of pause for thought. It's where someone with a religious bent will perhaps take an anecdote from their lives and then tenuously link it to whatever deity it is that they believe in. They do it on Radio 2, they do it on Radio 4. Christians turn up, don't they? And they do. I've got an anecdote and then they link it to Jesus, and then some imams might do it and they've got an anecdote and then they link it to the imam things, and then, you know, rabbis do it. All the religions have a crack at it, apart from one, by the way, which is very much uncatered for in the realm of broadcasting, but that, my friend, is where we come in and fill that particular gap. Who are the people not catered for? People who worship the devil, that's who. And that's why our friend of the show is Alexander Crowley. He's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. And once again, he joins us with his thought for the day for Satanists. Alexander, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Recently, I've been reading a lot about the seven deadly sins. Now, I know many people will suspect someone who regularly praises that most toxic of spirits, the Lord High Beelzebub, would have little to learn on the subject. But even I find myself returning to the straight and narrow and need reminders of how to annihilate anything that's good in the world. I'm up to the section on gluttony, probably the most overlooked of the sins, and was interested to learn that Aquinas listed six ways to commit gluttony: eating too soon, too expensively, too much, too eagerly, too daintily, and wildly. Aquinas has clearly spent a lot of time in a certain chicken-based restaurant that I won't name. Just my little joke there. All right, it's Nando's. And I thought, you know, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? Because we all think that to obliterate kindness there are set procedures, which those who worship the putrid dirt catcher are familiar with. But there are actually myriad truly appalling ways we can display our following of the farmer of smut and depravity in all our lives. And so that's why I walked to the fridge, took out all the food, and then, rather than indulge in a gluttonous orgy, I unplugged the fridge and pushed it through my neighbour's window. And then, on gaining entry, I put cling film on their toilet seat and put both of their toothbrushes up my body. Finally, I ate all the food in their fridge, for one must never lose sight of the original goal. And then I dipped my junk into the butter. And that should give us all something to think about.
Good afternoon. It's 2:35. That was Vexander Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. Now, it's a, as mentioned, a very, very busy time. Lots of things changing. Lots of new people coming into positions in the cabinet all afternoon, of course. We know about the ones that are leaving and getting new jobs. Amber Rudd is in, of course. Michael Fallon, Defence Secretary. Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, David Davis. International Trade Secretary, Liam Fox. Justice Secretary, Liz Truss. This keeps changing all the time. Cornelius, I think you've got the full list, haven't you?
Lots coming in, John. Lots of new things. Secretary of Sport is Lance Armstrong. Just been announced. Secretary for Culture is Katie Price.
Yeah.
And we're just here. Secretary for Northern Ireland will be Bono for the foreseeable.
Thank you. Secretary for Equality, Katie Hopkins, has just been announced, of course. Paul Ross, Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross is in charge of Parks and Recreation. I can't think why that would be. Max Mosley is Chief Whip, of course, and Michael Barrymore is now head of the party, which is going to be a controversial choice. Meanwhile, on a very busy day, we've naturally been going out onto the streets to find out what the people think. And on such a day as this, I think that's very important to take the pulse of the nation. I don't know with you, if just wherever you are at the moment, just have a quick look out of the window. A quick look. There's a street. What you'll find is that on those streets sometimes there are people. I don't know whether you've ever noticed that. Have you ever been out on the street? I mean, are there any people out there just at the moment?
Some people.
Yeah. Well, what we like to do is go out and find out what the people think. And out on those streets, we send a crack team of reporters to take the pulse of the nation. And today, do they think
limousine or demons?
Limousine, demons.
Limousine,
demons.
Limousine,
demons.
Demons.
Limousine.
Demons.
Limousine. Demons. Well, there you got it. That's what the people are saying on the streets right now on a very, very, very busy day politically. That's what the people are thinking, though. They're thinking limousines or demons. But what do you think? Do you think limousines? If you do, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or do you think demons? Use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word limousines or demons.
You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit, there will be a diversity paper review as we go through the day's news, of course. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock, and later, a game of Paul Rossmaster. Nobody's favourite radio quiz, as Howard Hughes has his knowledge of Full Set breakfast presenter Paul Ross well and truly tested. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance, so I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic around Oxford looking heavy on the A40. It's queuing in both directions between the Wolvercote roundabout and the Cutslow roundabout. You've got some roadworks there in one direction. Traffic's queued back to Cassington in the other. There's slow traffic from Marston. The London Road in Salisbury in Wiltshire is queuing both ways with some roadworks between the St Mark's roundabout and the Bishop Down Farm roundabout. And you'll find the M6 through Cheshire. Northbound queues approaching Junction 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. The exit slip road there closed. A broken down coach. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
With a Hammond and a Mayne government, it's been a full-on top gear of a week for politics. We're analysing the week's political developments on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. It's been fantastic, but where's Chris Evans?
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right. It's 3:15 coming up to, anyway. 3 o'clock, as I say, the big debate, of course, ahead of that. Some of your reactions coming in. Now, as I say, it's a big news day. Any more just changes by the moment, if I'm honest with you. We just learned that Chris Grayling is the new Transport Secretary. It's already prompted producer Dave in here to say, Chris Railing, more like, and then Chris Sailing, because it rhymes with some transport.
You're welcome.
That's good. Cornelius, some reactions coming.
Yeah, just had this in that I just wrote. I can't think of a pun about Chris Ray. What's his actual name?
Grayling.
Becoming Transport Secretary. That's from Chris Grailways. So thanks very much for that, John.
Got another one, or was it about sailing? Is it going to be about Chris Sailing?
No, this is coming from Michael, who says, I can't believe Boris Johnson is the Foreign Secretary. He's not even foreign.
It's 3:15. Let's do this. So good afternoon. I'm going to be so bold as to say this is Talk Radio. And time now for the diversity paper review. You want a shuffle? Yeah? You think there's a shuffle going on in government? Well, every day, yeah, we shuffle things around here by having a different diversity in to review the papers. Are there any diversities in the cabinet yet? Don't know, haven't checked, maybe. But either way, we still remain the most diverse programme in British broadcast. No, world broadcasting. And doing our diversity paper review today is Johnny. It's the return of Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
What have you got in the papers?
Good afternoon, John. We're starting off with learners must prove they can park. So, over the years, long time since obviously you did your driving test with the horses and carriages, they've had many changes to the system. So it used to be you take an exam and then that's it. You do a quick drive and you pass your test.
Can you drive?
Badly. Very badly.
Right. Well, so you passed your test, but you were a bad driver.
I'm a very bad driver.
Well, how did you pass your test?
Slept with the instructor.
What was his name?
Her name.
Oh. Oh. Okay, go on.
So, learners must prove they can park. Now, there's this little thing here that actually I had to do my test, which was putting heating on your back windows. How does that tell
that
you
euphemism?
Can drive? No.
Oh, I thought you were back to the instructor again.
So, you need to be able to put the heating on your car.
Is that's a thing?
That's,
well, I suppose you've got to clear the window for safety reasons.
But you need to know how to do that. So you need your instructor to tell you. When I had my test, my instructor had never told me how to do that. So therefore, I failed that part, because in the olden days when I did my test, not the olden days, because that's when you were there with the horse and carriage, but in the olden days when I was there, you had to do two quick tests before you actually got in the car. So it was... I think one was clean the back mirror, no euphemism, and the other one was, I think...
Did you reverse into a tight space?
No, okay. I can't drive, I told you. No. I can't park a car.
Right.
And I can't remember the other one was. I think it was like putting your indicator on. Very, very basic things.
You got, what, like, your instructor didn't tell you how to put an indicator on? That's like day one, isn't it?
No, day one was him telling me all the people that we have in common.
Oh, so it was a him?
Yeah, but I slept with the examiner who actually marked me. He didn't mark me.
Right.
But he used to always like telling me all the people that he knew,
right,
that I knew. So, basically, you're being really tested now on...
Have you got to know what every button in the car does? Is that what you mean now?
Yeah.
Every
lap. All I know how to do is work the radio and work my phone, and, you know, I don't really know how to actually work the car.
That's you should not be on the road.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I know.
Right, what car have you got?
A Polo. Not the sweets.
Yeah. Is that because it's got a hole in it? Or when you're driving it, an arsehole in it.
You're so funny, John. How's your book doing? It's not a number one with Ryland Clark. No. It's not that funny.
What did you just say? What's a Ryland Clark? What's that?
What's a Ryland Clark?
Yes.
It's the brother of Arnold Clark.
That's not helped me.
You never cast. No. Ryland Clark with the teeth. The big white teeth.
What?
Ryland Clark, Neil.
Is he called Ryland Clark or Neil?
Ryland Clark. Neil.
Why do you want me to kneel? I'm not kneeling.
Ryland Clark.
Is that what you said to your instructor?
Presents Big Brothers, a bit on the side. His book is at number one this week. Your book isn't. That's because he's funny, you're not.
Well, also, mine's not currently out. It's out on August the 25th, I think.
Plug.
Correct. It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It'll be out in paperback on August the 25th.
With John Holmes with long hair.
Yes.
That just made, I just like that.
Not on the
fact
cover,
that you've got,
yeah,
long hair.
I did have long hair at some point in my life.
So, can we get back to the story, please? This is what I'm here for.
Absolutely.
Not to talk about you and feed your ego. So, what is really interesting, you have to know how to park a car. Now, I don't really know why you need to know, because...
Well, because you've got to be able...
Well, listen, when you go and do your food shop, not that you do actually get like a delivery, but when normal people get their food shop, right?
The muggles, yeah.
Yeah. All you need to do is drive into a space that's like far away and you just go straight. There's no bay parking or parallel parking. You just go to the space that's convenient. Like, you don't need to park in between two cars. There's always a space further along. So,
well, what if it's very busy
and you wouldn't go at that time?
Right, you're like my mum. My mum will only drive, right, to... she's from Nuneaton. She'll only drive to Coventry. God knows what she wants to, but she... Anyway. If she knows that there'll be a space in the one car park she knows how to get to. If there isn't a space, she will turn around and go home. And it's like 10 miles.
I like your mum.
Mm. Now, in the... I mean, that's fine for car parks, but what if you do need to park in a road in between two cars?
Well, why would you?
Well... For parking purposes,
but I'm sure there's a space somewhere else. If you're on a residential place, you're going to see a friend, or you're going over for dinner somewhere. There's always going to be a space outside the house or a bit further down the road, so it's never going to be that congested. On a main road, there's always going to be a local car park nearby where you can get away. Maybe go up four floors rather than going on the first floor. But there's always a way around it. Look, I learnt from my mum who doesn't know how to drive, so.
Thank you. You learnt to drive from your mum who doesn't know how to...
No, it's like through the genes and the DNA that she doesn't know how to drive, so therefore I don't know how to drive.
What do you do through her genes?
Not for lunchtime radio, John.
Okay, next story.
Wolf whistling. Now wolf whistling has been banned, so you can't go...
Well, now you're going to prison. And again. And again.
Yes, 3-year sentence, here we come. So,
would you like to be in prison?
Do you know what? I would kind of like to see what it's like for, like,
really?
An hour.
Showers?
No, I just want to see what, like, they do. It just seems quite, you know...
Fine.
I want to watch a big punch-up and, like, hopefully we'd be allowed phones in there, like a Snapchat, and go, hey, look, there's a punch-up.
Don't think you're allowed phones in prison.
Don't think you're allowed to fight in prison.
Also a fair point.
Thank you. So, wolf whistling is now banned. Basically, what this actually entails is it's now going to be considered a hate crime. So, you can't wolf whistle.
This is not true. Really?
Yeah, this is... it happened in Nottinghamshire.
Oh, I read about the... Yes, that's right. The crime of misogyny.
That's it.
Is wolf whistling hating women? I thought wolf whistling was liking women.
It's a compliment, isn't it? If you like a girl...
Well, I'm not saying it's a compliment. I'm not saying... It's not something I've ever done, right? Because I'm not a builder.
And you can't whistle.
And I also... It's correct. But... I can't whistle, no. Right, I can't... Well, look, here's the thing. I can whistle... I can do inward whistling.
What's an inward whistle?
Well, right. So, look, here's me whistling outwards, right?
That's you blowing air.
Oh, no, I'm trying to whistle.
It's as bad as you're presenting.
Inwards.
Such a weirdo.
But I can't. I can only do inward whistling.
Right.
Look, watch. Out. In.
Are you going to do the hokey pokey as well?
I'm not shaking it all about for you. That's the sort of thing you'd like in prison. Wow. So, the... So this is what, seriously, wolf whistling is now a crime?
Well,
really?
It's not...
But you're right, but hang on, if you wolf whistle... I'm not saying it's right to do at all, I'm not condoning it, but what I'm saying is, I don't think it's a hate crime, because surely you're going, oh, I'll whistle at her, because I like her. That's what builders do, right? They don't whistle at ugly fat women, do they? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, as you said, you're not a builder. How would you know?
I don't know.
The thing is, it's not just wolf whistling now. It's a very much you can't talk to a girl if they don't want you to speak to them. So therefore, how do you date them? So, for example, you can't go and start chirping a girl when they don't like you back. So you have to know they like you.
Well, how would you know?
One. Well, exactly. That's the point. This is stupid.
Are you making this up?
I spoke to Nottingham Police this morning. Generally, this is what I quote. They went, "We've done what we wanted to do. We've covered Nottinghamshire. We've made the Nottinghamshire people aware of our new rules. But well, what about the rest of us?"
But it's not an actual crime. It's only a crime in Nottinghamshire. It's not a general crime, is it? So talking to women. What about women talking to men?
Well, this is the thing.
Is that allowed?
But I think this does go back to that old age story, really. Is the fact that, you know, in any TV programme, for example, you're always going to have a topless guy. But you'd never have a topless woman. And when it's a topless guy...
Well, Game of Thrones has got topless women.
Yeah, but no one watches that.
Everyone watches that.
Everyone watches Big Brother.
No, they don't. Just because you watch Essex Shore or whatever the hell it's called, everyone watches Game of Thrones. And I bet there's topless people in that, the thing you like, that showbiz thing, whatever it's called.
What? Essex Shore?
I don't know. Yeah, that. I bet there is.
There's never a topless girl. It's always a topless guy. And the girls will always kind of fawn over him and go, wow. But you wouldn't, as a guy, be able to do that to a girl. Because there's that whole thing about these double standards. And you can't, you know, there's other rules in here. For example, you can't call a girl a bird. You can't say, it's the time of the month.
Well,
you can't call it a cat fight if they're fighting.
What if it's two cats having a fight? Like Larry the Cat from...
Off of Downing Street.
It's Larry the Cat from Downing Street and George Galloway dressed as a cat, like when he was in Celebrity Big Brother and did that mewing that time. They're having a fight.
Image.
Can I call that a cat fight? Legit, without going to prison.
I think there's other things you would want to call it, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also George Galloway is a guy, not a girl.
Well, why is it called wolf whistling, anyway? What's it got to do with wolves?
Look, I'm here to read the headline, not to actually know
anything.
The details.
Right. Carry on. What else is illegal?
It's also illegal to be horrible to me, so go to prison right now.
You know, if you dressed like I was in prison?
I think you'd look quite good in a black and white striped top. Moving on to Theresa May,
okay,
as our new Prime Minister.
Mm.
She did a great speech yesterday. Her hair was flowing all over the place. Did you watch her?
She can't wave, can she?
No.
Her hand's too big for her.
She can't wave, but her husband can, you know, move from side to side. You've not seen the pictures?
Are they moving from side to side?
Well, no, because that's a video.
Yeah.
His pictures are still. But the fact that his hips were all, like, moving.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, I was just too busy staring at her oversized hand and her trying to wave. It's too big for her arm.
But she gave a very good speech, I had to say.
She got a lot of plaudits.
Very inspirational. Yeah. I think it's the first time I've ever actually watched a Prime Minister's speech. I was actually quite impressed by it.
Did you understand any of the words?
Well, no, other than the words she said to you. So I was like, oh, she's talking to me again. And she gave the eye contact to the camera, so I was like, oh, yeah. It's me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's an ongoing story, of course, the new cabinet, but the papers are already behind because they can't keep up as fast as, you know, the world.
Well, I literally can't keep up today because every single 10 minutes I found out someone else has quit. Jeremy Hunt, the other people, yeah.
Nicky Morgan sacked.
What's his
Gove, place? Osborne,
Whittingdale,
all gone.
All these names I had to learn. And now
I know it took you ages to learn those, didn't it? Because you had to learn those for doing like the producing the breakfast show. But now look what's happened. All of that, what a waste of time. If only you'd had some kind of instructor. Maybe there'll be a test. Maybe you'll have to sleep with the test instructor of political cabinet names.
Boris Johnson is the Foreign Secretary.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Yes. Moving on.
Yeah. Last one.
Last one is going to be again from the Times because it's the greatest newspaper in the world.
I'm glad we covered. I'm glad we covered that political story in depth. But anyway, yeah, carry on.
Well, it was news. It counts.
Yeah.
Lidl's has teached
the greatest newspaper in the world. You suck up. You suck up to the new overlords.
Right. So what have I just said? Right. So they're the greatest newspaper in the world, yeah. And I've just read out the title. Gone. Lidl's teached. It's not even a word. I'm reading a highbrow newspaper and can't even read the words. This is why I need the Sun. But also by our owners, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rupert.
You're like the opposite of Colin Murray. Carry on.
So Lidl, that's quite good for you. Yeah. Lidl's has taught rival lessons with £3.75 school uniforms. So you can now go to Lidl's,
yes,
and get a school uniform for £3.75. Why would you want to go and spend, like, that's no money?
No, I know, but I think that's all right, because children will ruin a school uniform really quickly, right? Children will wear a school uniform. No point spending money on it, because they'll get paint and food and sick down it.
But you know what school kids are like. You know how they bully people. So if you're wearing a £3.75 uniform, and my school uniform came to, including the PE kit, because, yes, although I'm fat, I did do PE once on day one. And it came to £200 for everything.
That's ridiculous.
My school blazer was £50.
That's stupid. But I think back in the day, so was mine. But now...
That's stupid.
But now you're right. But the good thing, you see, your argument doesn't stand up because all the parents, because the school will go and get it from there. So they'll all be wearing the same thing. And it's
right, but
it
you're not going to do that for Lidl's. Sort of.
Yeah, they will. The school will go, you can go and get it from there, and everyone will, because they know it's not worth spending money on, because it'll just get ruined, and everyone will be wearing the same thing anyway.
Well, it's stupid. It's ridiculous.
Why?
Well, why do you want to wear such cheap clothes?
Because they're school uniforms for children, which will get ruined.
No, but you want to look nice, because otherwise everyone's going to take the mickey out of you. And then also, and this is the big problem, John, the big problem.
Yes.
Your picture qualities are not going to come out well when you're taking selfies in school. Like, you know when the girls take it in the mirrors and in the toilets?
Well, I don't know. I don't follow the toilets.
You've seen it on Facebook.
No, I'm not on Facebook. What websites do you look at? I don't want to know that. I mean, now you're talking about schoolgirls taking pictures of themselves. But all we've discussed in this, if you break it down, right?
Right, go on, break it down.
Is schoolgirls taking pictures of themselves in their own toilets. You wanting to be inside a men's prison to see what it's like. The notion of sleeping with your driving test person. And something else that I've forgotten. But either way, I think we should bring this to a close.
I was about to say there's something I want to tell you, but let's close it now.
And the clothes I'm ringing it to aren't the cheap ones from Lidl.
Go on, close it.
I just did. Right. That was a diversity paper review with Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
This one totally goes with my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon then. 1 minute past 3 o'clock. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hiring and firing in the Cabinet. No charge for a father over his baby's death. And £1 million win on the Euros.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's transformed the Cabinet, sacking a number of David Cameron's closest allies. So far, only Jeremy Hunt and Michael Fallon have kept their positions. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is in the studio with the latest.
Many of the big announcements today have involved women. Liz Truss has become the Justice Secretary and Justine Greening was given education. Andrea Leadsom, who was Theresa May's Conservative leadership rival, has just been given environment. That's after Amber Rudd became the Home Secretary yesterday, replacing Theresa May herself. And Amber Rudd's already held talks with Britain's most senior police officer, the Met Commissioner Sir Bernard Hogan Howe. But Theresa Villiers, who was the Northern Ireland Secretary, has resigned from the Cabinet after deciding she couldn't take the new role she was offered. Another person to step down is the Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabb. That's after media rumours concerning his personal life. He's been replaced by Damian Green. The other people coming in, David Davis as Brexit Secretary and Liam Fox as International Trade Secretary. Both are completely new positions. And in the last half an hour, Chris Grayling, who was the leader of the House of Commons, has been handed transport.
Thanks, Alex. Interest rates have been held despite suggestions they'd be cut. The Bank of England's decided to keep them at the historic low of 0.5% where they've been for the last 7 years. The decision may come as a bit of a surprise as Governor Mark Carney hinted rates would be slashed after last month's vote to leave the EU. Cumbria Police has apologised to the family of a baby who died from serious injuries. The CPS says there's not enough evidence to prosecute her father, Paul Worthington. Despite a High Court judge ruling he'd sexually assaulted 13-month-old Poppy before she died in 2012. The 48-year-old has always denied doing anything wrong. Chief Constable Jerry Graham says the force's investigation's been incredibly flawed.
I believe that the potential cumulative impact of these investigative failings has meant that the ability of legal proceedings charged with the responsibility of determining what happened to Poppy has been hindered, and crucially, evidence has not been able to be tested to the criminal law standard of beyond reasonable doubt.
And a man's won £1 million after placing a last-minute bet on the Euro 2016 final. Damien Chick from Birmingham put £5 down for Portuguese striker Adair to score first when they played France at the weekend. The 32-year-old guessed he'd score on the 84th minute, which was closer than anyone else.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and dry for most places. Cloudy with isolated light showers in the north and east. Warm with highs of 22 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. Alex, thank you very much. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
It's like he was never here. Yeah, thanks. Good. 4 minutes past three then. And is it Ben? Ben's going to have the sport, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ben's got the sport live from sacked cabinet, former cabinet minister, got it live from Michael Gove's house.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Newly installed Chelsea head coach Antonio Conte says he's very happy and proud to be at the club. He started work with his new side after leading Italy to the Euro 2016 quarterfinals. The Blues had a disappointing Premier League season last time out, finishing 10th. Despite that, Conte's impressed with what he's seen from the squad.
In these 2 days, I saw the players with the right attitude, with the right behaviour, with a great will to fight for this shirt, to fight to go back very soon, to compete for the best position, to compete to win the title.
Conte also confirmed that John Terry remains captain, whether or not he plays. It's finally poised between England's cricketers and Pakistan so far on the first day of the first test at Lord's. The hosts have only taken one wicket since lunch, and that went to fast bowler Jake Ball, who's making his debut. A short time ago, Pakistan were 126 for 3. Finally, England's Justin Rose has had a strong start at the Open Golf. He's two shots behind clubhouse leader Patrick Reed on 3 under par after an opening round of 68. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy finished his first run at Royal Troon a shot back from Rose. Defending champion Zach Johnson is in the early stages of his first round. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was. Ben had the sport there live from Michael Gove's house. And just at the end there, of course, he was joined by George Osborne. Such a shame. 6 minutes past three. We'll keep you up to date. Cabinet cabinet names keep on changing. I have to say, there's even more announcements as we go along. You know, Amber Rudd's in. Michael Fallon's defence, of course, Secretary of State for exiting the European Union is David Davis. International Trade Secretary, Liam Fox. Justice Secretary is Liz Truss. Education Secretary, our Minister for Women and Equalities is Justine Greening. Now, this is, of course, we will be talking about this a little bit more in the big debate, which is coming next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And the big debate today is well, it's we have to say about the big debate that it's to do with, well, I'm going to say banking. I'm going to say banking because that's the other big story of the day, of course. After that, we'll be going towards Paul Rossmaster this afternoon because we have, well, Howard Hughes off of The Unexplained is going to be joining us to have his knowledge tested of Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. I've got a letter here. And it reads like this. John, as a long-time listener, I love the show, by the way. And I understand that one of your colleagues is George Galloway. And I wonder if by any chance you'd got a clip from the archive where George Galloway is being an unpleasant arse. And I just wonder if you could go through the archive and find out. Well, this is from Jamie Cloth in Haven. Well, look, Jamie, we've had a route around, and as luck would have it, we do have a clip of George Galloway here on Talk Radio being an unpleasant arse to his producer. Just for you, Jamie, here it is.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter. Like, it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
And there it is, George Galloway, especially for Jamie there. If you've got a request to hear George Galloway being an unpleasant arse, then do get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with, I'd like to hear George Galloway being an arse.
And it's time for the big debate here on Talk Radio. And yes, what a roller coaster of a day. Ins and outs and stays. The only two people staying in their positions, of course, Larry the Cat and Jeremy Hunt, who remains Health Secretary, much to the annoyance of doctors and nurses everywhere. The other news, of course, is that interest rates are to stay the same. There was much speculation this morning that the Bank of England were going to drop interest rates to help us through Brexit, but they've decided to keep interest rates as they are. Listening to that from inside the telephone is Anthony. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Yeah, well on.
Yeah, so you're listening to that. You just sort want of. The notion of interest You just don't want interest. It does not interest me. Yeah,
it does not interest me. Like, what is the point of interest? Yeah, of like having like when you get a politicians. Yeah,
yeah.
Like when they come in and they're like, oh, welcome along. Here's your badge and that. They have to declare their interest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so what do they put down? Like cinema, walks, restaurants. Like, because that's all anyone ever puts down. Like, you go on a dating service thing, yeah? Like, oh, what are your interests? I don't know. Cinema, walks, restaurants. Because,
yep.
Like, no one can think of a thing what's interesting.
Yeah, well, in that
case. Nothing's interesting. Like, name a thing. Name anything. Name a thing.
Books.
Not interesting.
Right. Golf.
Not interesting.
Judo.
Not interested.
Metal detecting.
Do you see what I mean? Or, like, it's something that, like, if you're interested in it, like, metal detecting, everyone else is just going to be going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So what's the point?
So you just think we should, you want to, basically, the idea is if we just...
Nothing's interesting, so we shouldn't have any interest.
Right, so abolish it, and that way, yeah. we everything's just sort of meh.
Just things. They're just things.
Just things. Right. Stay there, Anthony, because it's a good argument.
Thank you.
Stay there. I want to bring in Henry, who is interested.
I'm in a good mood today, yeah? I'm in a good mood.
All right. So Henry's on the other line, but he thinks we should be interested in interest. Is that right, Henry?
That's correct, John. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good
how are you doing?
Good afternoon. Well, yes, good afternoon.
All right, mate.
Hiya. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, well, I've got the opposite idea of Anthony, to be honest with you. Yeah. I find interest in everything, in the mundane.
In the mundane.
In the mundane, yeah. And in the non-mundane as well.
Yeah.
Name me an object and I'll tell you five things that are interesting about it.
A field.
A field? Well, grass is amazing for a start.
Yeah.
Like, how can that grow? The animals that eat it, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm at five yet. Is that enough? I can't think of three more.
Well, two is fine, because, I mean, right, that makes it two interesting out of five. And I think, Anthony, you can't argue with that. A field is two interesting out of five, isn't it?
A field is not interesting.
It is. You've got grass and animals.
No.
Yeah, yes.
If I were to say to you, all right, how do you like to spend the next 5 years thinking about grass?
I would love that. I'd find even more things that are interesting.
What? Like what? What's interesting? Nothing. It's green.
I'd probably go
eat it. Whatever.
Off the top of my head, the soil in a field is interesting as well, because there's all these like little worms and things crawling around inside it, and they're harvesting minerals from inside the soil. There's so much wonder in the world, Anthony. You need to open your eyes, man.
Open your eyes, Anthony. Mate. Open your eyes. Anthony, have you got your eyes? Have you got your eyes open?
Yes, well, whatever.
Well, no, because we can't rub one of your eyes. You're on the speaking bit of the telephone, so we know that it's open. Rub it now.
Yeah, hang on. Ow. Now they're both shut now because the other one was closed because I was playing darts last night.
Is darts interesting?
No.
Why are you playing it then? Anthony, stop.
I've won.
You've been shot in your own petard.
I don't mind pastimes because they are literally there to pass the time, but we all know they're not interesting, really.
By having no interest in interest, by default, you're declaring an interest, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you've called. You're the one that's called in. I said the word interest. You called in to go on about it.
I called in because it's quite. It's not. No, it's not though.
Yeah, but you called in, so you must have been interested.
I called in. But to be fair, I would have called in anyway. I just, I was like feeling quite cheerful, and I fancied a bit of a rock, and I didn't have my craft knife on me, so.
All right.
I thought I would just ring you up.
All right, fine. Well, hang on. Just stay on the line then, because, Henry, I'd like to hear more from you, really, because you think that the notion of interest, and we're not talking interest rates, we're talking just interest, being interested in things. Like, QI would have to be axed, wouldn't it?
It would be, and that would be a big loss, wouldn't it, if you think about
it. You could just call it NI. Not interesting.
Not interesting.
Yeah, but then it'd be a list of things that you...
Stephen Fry can sit there going, have you ever thought about DNA? It's not really interesting, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, what would you do? Okay, because you can't argue with the fact that, I mean, Henry all vouch for this, right? Henry, wherever you go in the world, right, there's interest in things. People, you walk down the road, you might be interested in something, right? Mm-hmm. Or you see, I'm interested.
Henry would, but that's
good. Well, Anthony, let him speak. Anthony, let Henry speak, because he might have something. He might have something interesting to say, Henry.
Hello,
Henry. Tell us about your interest in interest.
My interesting interest. Dan, do you have any hobbies, for example? I want to bring up the subject of hobbies here.
Me?
I'm talking to John here.
All right.
Don't want to talk to you, Anthony. Is John still there?
Yes.
Hello, John. Do you have any hobbies?
Oh, well, amateur radio.
Amateur radio. Well, I want to talk to you about collecting, John.
Yep.
Collecting things like stamps, Toby jugs, and racist toys from yesteryear.
Yes.
They're interesting.
They are interesting.
They are boring objects, but if you collect them and have more of them, then they become more interesting the more you have of them. Science has proven this.
So, well, you can't argue with science, can you? Anthony, what about this, right? The police...
Yeah, I've got a collection of ears.
You'll know about this, right? Well, I know, but this is the thing, right? To the police, you are a person of interest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take away interest, you're just a person.
Yeah, and I would really be much more happy with that arrangement, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm not a person of interest. There's nothing interesting about me, yeah? I've never done nothing. Like, that old lady was asking for it.
In Sweden, right, they've taken people who have interest in things now. This is a trial they're doing in Sweden. And they've rounded them up and put them in vans in Sweden, right, just to see if, without anyone being interested in anything, you solve problems like obesity, because obesity is from people who have an over interest in food, isn't it?
Yeah,
and so
if
you stop that, does it curb obesity? Let me ask Henry that, because Henry, you're for interest, but if you're too interested, you get fat, right?
That is true. That's one of the drawbacks to it, but it's also one of the enjoyments, because food is fantastic. I mean, I'm 20 stone myself, and I just can't stop myself.
Yeah, so you're very interested. All right,
yeah,
okay.
But, like, to be fair, you think everything's fantastic. I can say to you, my cat's got fleas. You'd be like, that's interesting.
I would
like,
find that interesting.
Life, do you know what I mean?
That's
like, have you ever even watched Tipping Point? That would blow your mind.
Look, I tell you, it's interesting that you said that you brought cats into it there, because, again, this was in Sweden. They got humans and they surgically swapped their interest with dogs. So what you ended up with was humans that were just basically interested in humping legs and sniffing each other's bottoms.
Henry.
Yes, hello, Anthony.
No, I was just saying, that's basically you.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Would you, Henry, sniff another person's bottom? Would you be interested in that?
I have done in the past.
Yeah.
I found it interesting.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Well, did you like it?
Yeah.
Were you interested in it, though?
Not after, he started phoning the police.
You were interested in it. You see, this is my point. You can't just...
Yeah, and
it's difficult, isn't it?
Well, I got caution. So, nothing good comes out of having interest. That's why nothing's interesting anymore.
Person of interest. Let me read you a list of things, and I want you to tell me whether or not you're interested in it, OK?
Fine.
Right? Henry and Anthony. We'll start with Henry. You mentioned collecting. Coin collecting.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not interested.
Stamp collecting.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Metal detecting, we mentioned it earlier.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Badminton.
No.
Thank you, manners, watch me.
Fishing. Fishing.
You've got to draw the line somewhere. Fishing, yes.
What's interesting about that? Oh, no, don't start, because you'd be like, the flowers, and nature, isn't it wonderful? I do not business with you,
in
sir.
Fishing? What flowers do you see in fishing, you punt?
Excuse me?
I called you a punt.
Mate.
Oh, now you're interested. You're interested in having a fight.
You got me there.
I got you there, you see? I did.
I do want to fight you.
Yeah.
Where do you live, Henry?
You do want to fight, don't you?
I'm going to come around and see you. Where do you live?
I live in Newcastle.
Newcastle. I'm going up there this weekend for Stag Do, Newcastle must be so proud.
And there, we must leave. Bickering on the radio. There we must leave it. That debate. And you see, it started off, he had no interest, and then all of a sudden he's interested in a fight in Newcastle. And that's the point, isn't it? Because we do need interest. We need interest in things. Otherwise, we're just ambivalent. And where does that leave us? 839... 87222.
Old radio station.
Wow, where did that come from?
Hey, 8291.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word hi, Dan O'Connell.
If you want to send a message to Dan O'Connell on Radio X, be my guest. You won't know what you're talking about. Right, it's coming up to a time. Get your reactions to us on those numbers, including the one for Radio X I just read out by accident. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We're getting one scrape and that's it.
Oh dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only, excludes theft claim, subject to availability, minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays heading out of Derby. A lorry's broken down on the A38 just north of the Little Eaton Island, so that's queuing back into the city along Sir Frank Whittle Road. If you're travelling through the West Midlands, the southbound M6 has three lanes closed with an accident at Junction 9 for Wensbury, and the M40 is currently blocked southbound in Warwickshire, where there's a grassside verge fire. This is between Junction 16 at Henley and 15 for Warwick, with stationary traffic. I'm Dave Stamford.
The mother of all talk shows, with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Now, we'll be talking to our showbiz correspondent momentarily, who is a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. But of course, it is a very, very busy day politically. A lot of ins and outs of Downing Street. We've been bringing them to you, all of the information and the details all afternoon, of course, as we've been going along. But the thing is, what we've learned overall is that the whole thing is quite complicated. News is complicated, isn't it, Colin?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because, of course, here on Talk Radio, we do like to lend a helping hand. We like to reach out through the front of your radio grill and explain things to you. And the way we do that, of course, is by breaking the news down into its component parts, and that is, when you eventually get down to the nitty and also the gritty of the news, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Quick to assemble, ball cabinet, clearly not one from IKEA.
The news in haikus. Here we go. It's time for the Showbiz Roundup, our weekly review of all things showbiz from the unique perspective of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Welcome, Reese.
Hello.
Hello.
good start.
Yeah, good, very good. How's the the ongoing saga of your
all healed up?
Let's call it your downstairs.
No longer limping. It's all back in the right sizes now.
Is it good?
Good for me. A little disappointing for others. But yeah. Fine.
Reese went under the knife.
Yes, I heard.
Yes. So good. Well, I'm glad we've had a health update. So, what's going on in the world of showbiz that I know you're so keen on?
Zayn Malik has revealed the reason why he left One Direction. Aliens.
Please elaborate.
Apparently, he had a dream that an alien. In his dream, the alien told him to leave One Direction. Apparently, he's just chipping off and being a bit mouthy. But I'd like to believe that he is that insane. But unfortunately, it's probably just him deflecting reporters' questions in what he believes in a funny manner, but might be aliens, you never know.
Did they report it as when, because obviously he gave that as an answer to some question. Mm-hmm. Did that get reported as a fact?
I believe there was a picture of a UFO next to it, yes.
Of course there was. That's what they like to do, the tabloids.
They do
in the newspapers. I saw one once that this is genuine, mm-hmm. right? And this is when, and it'll make you sick to your core as well, Reese.
Yeah.
Right? There was a story some years ago about either Ant and or Deck, and I can't remember which one it was because, as you know, they're both the same. And one of them had a three in a bed romp or something. You know?
A romp indeed.
Yes. And the quote from whoever he had the three in a bed romp with, this might have been three, it might have been two, I can't remember anyway. But one of them said he was like a tiger in bed. And then there was a picture of Ant or Deck, and then a picture of a tiger. And they'd gone, Ant or Deck, tiger.
So Deck mauled somebody, basically.
Basically, he mauled someone to death, and his breath smelt of carrion, unless it was Ant. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, but aliens?
Yeah.
Yep, because we need to know what a UFO looks like in a story like that.
We do indeed.
So is Malik now impregnated with a sort of polymorphic creature?
You have to put him in a little pod and a little alien apparently grows off his back.
Yeah.
That's a 90s toy reference.
That I didn't get, but that's fine.
I did.
That's fine.
I
yeah, that's fine. I didn't give it the credit which it deserves.
You'd hope
there.
You'd get it making it.
Yeah. You would hope so.
I was going down the route of the John Hurt alien chest bursting incident.
No, yeah.
But that's fine too.
Yeah, very true.
Great, good story. What next?
Hiddle Swift versus Harris. Apparently, Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift are at loggerheads.
Yes. Is that a sort of resort?
Yes. They've broken up, and apparently the reason that they did so was because Calvin Harris didn't give Taylor Swift the right props and disrespected...
What sort of props? Like a...
rubber chicken.
Yeah.
The best of all props.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, you've hit the prop nail on the head there. And you're absolutely right. If you don't, you know, regularly give your partner a rubber chicken, then, you know, it's bound to go wrong, isn't it?
Yep. She was on one of his songs, This Is What You Came For, you know, that one with the words and the sound and stuff.
This is what you came for, this is what you came for.
That one. But she used a pseudonym of Neil Schoberg, just so that she didn't, you know, take all of his heat. But now Calvin Harris has been all over Twitter going, just concentrate on going out with your new bloke and what have you. And that's about it.
Right, great. I'll be honest with you. You lost me at rubber chicken.
That's where it peaked, if I'm honest.
It did. I mean, as with so many things.
Absolutely.
I hope, God, this is so great. I hope there's more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Stay there, because we're going to go to Victoria for the news, because, of course, lots of things happening in number 10 Downing Street as we speak. Here's Victoria's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
The new Prime Minister's cleared out some of David Cameron's closest allies as she sorts out appointing her new cabinet. High-profile losers include Michael Gove, Nicky Morgan and John Whittingdale. Chris Grayling, who led Theresa May's campaign, is now Transport Secretary, while Andrea Leadsom, who quit the leadership race on Monday, has been appointed Environment Secretary. Patrick McLaughlin's moved from the Department of Transport to become party chairman, which he says is an incredibly important job.
I want to see the Conservative Party reach out to as many people as possible. We are seeing an increase in membership, and I want to see us try and encourage more people to join our party as well.
One of the biggest surprises today is Stephen Crabb quitting government. He's being replaced as Work and Pension Secretary by Damien Green. And despite rumours suggesting he'd lose his role as Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt is staying put. Elsewhere, the Bank of England has kept interest rates on hold at 0.5%. There was speculation they were to be lowered for the first time in 7 years to help boost the economy after the EU referendum result. The father of a baby girl who died from serious injuries won't face criminal charges because there's insufficient evidence. Poppy Worthington was found at her home in Barrow in Furness in Cumbria in 2012. Her mother says she's angry and disappointed by the decision. And Prince Harry has live-streamed being HIV tested at a sexual health centre to try and encourage more people to find out if they have the virus. He tested negative after giving a small blood sample. An estimated 11,000 people in the UK are unaware they have HIV. The weather clear for many tonight, but it'll be rainy in Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be generally cloudy. Rain will affect the most northern and western areas, with the heaviest across Scotland. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
You're welcome.
That's very good indeed. Very much. Yes.
You sound so genuine there.
No, I really am. No. The problem with that, I think it's absolutely commendable that Prince Harry is helping with that campaign. But genuinely, I don't think it was one of your headlines at all, but somebody, not that long ago, I did hear and did a double ear take, if there is such a thing. Because somebody genuinely said something about, was it Prince Charles having AIDS? And of course, what they meant was assistance. But you can see what you can see why I double took.
Yeah, nobody has the medical.
No, but that's why, you know.
Yeah.
If you hear that out of the corner of your ear,
you should pay more attention, John. I think that's your lesson.
She's not wrong. A game of Paul Rossmaster coming up very shortly. Howard Hughes, from off of Sunday night's talk radio, The Unexplained programme, will be having his knowledge tested pertaining to Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Before that, though, we continue with Showbiz. We'll talk to Reese again next on Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, we're talking showbiz. With Reese, and already you've heard about a fight between a Hiddle Swift and a rubber chicken, and a man from a band who left the band because of aliens. All the big stories here on Talk Radio this afternoon. They say politics is the new showbiz, and that may well be true, but let's not forget showbiz, which is the old showbiz, which is the showbiz we're discussing now in the showbiz from the perspective of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of the subject. Reese, what have you got next?
Madonna's got wrinkly hands. Apparently she's been having £250 a session beauty treatment on her wrinkly hands.
Good. Well, she's an old lady.
She is, yeah. She's about 107. Yeah. I mean, by now, if they weren't wrinkly, you would be thinking...
That,
you
know, she's the alien of which Zayn Malik speaks.
The jury is still very much out on whether Madonna's an alien, yeah, in my opinion.
Well, of course she's got wrinkly hands.
I know. And she's paying £750 in total for a redermalisation mesotherapy.
And what does that involve?
80 to 100 small punctures in her hands, after which she has to wear gloves for 36 hours.
I've got an idea. Why didn't she save the money and just buy some gloves?
Yeah, just leave the gloves on.
Leave the gloves on. Michael Jackson did it.
No, totally.
Yeah, so why doesn't she just do that?
Absolutely.
She's 107. And
she is, yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think... I don't think you should mess with it. Just let nature take its course, madame.
No, absolutely. By the time you're her age, anyway.
Yeah, just it's fine. No one minds about the wrinkly hands. Do we mind about Madonna's wrinkly hands?
I can't imagine she gets too much flack for it, considering how up there she is in years.
Madonna's always looked a bit odd, don't you think, since, you know, the very early days. And I think she should just... just embrace it, Madonna.
Totally.
Make that your thing. You had a thing when you were young, and it was, you know, it was the virgin stuff, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And now, just be the wrinkly hand woman.
Yes.
So, but again, not really news, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Try and say the name of the treatment again.
Redermalization mesotherapy.
Hmm?
Good. Dermalization therapy.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Fine. All right.
Got there in the end.
Yeah. What fascinating insight into showbiz, isn't it? What have you got next?
Stephanie Davis has got her tattooed baby bump out.
What's Stephanie Davis?
She was in Hollyoaks, then she was in Big Brother, at which point she got up the spout by someone called Jeremy McConnell. Who I'm not quite sure who he is either.
No, I think he's the new work and pension secretary.
Probably. I mean, give it till 5 o'clock and I'll probably have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's... So hang on, so she's... Was it tattooed before, or did she have it tattooed during the conception, during the... When did it become...
I don't know.
Oh.
I lost interest after Rubber Chicken.
Yeah, so, yes, as did we all. Do we know what the tattoo says?
No.
Moving on to the next story.
Kylie Jenner's lip filler almost landed her on an extreme surgery show. And she's also rumoured to be engaged to someone called Tiger after being spotted with a ring on her hand.
Right, it's not the Tiger from the Ant and Dec story.
No, it's not the Tiger from the Ant and Dec story, it is the rapper Tiger.
Okay.
From the music and the thing.
Yeah, I'm not aware of his... Does he spit bars?
He probably does.
Yes.
Several.
Yeah, I don't know what... I've never heard of him.
It's spelled T-Y-G-A. I mean, I didn't get redermalization therapy straight away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just not how you spell Tiger.
No.
Kickoff.
The man's an idiot.
Yep.
Sorry, who's he... Who is he...
Kylie Jenner, who is Kim Kardashian's little sister of some description.
Right.
Through some sort of weird process involving... babies growing off the back of toy aliens.
I love showbiz. What's next?
Piers Morgan has called Philip Hammond a goth. Apparently he liked Marilyn Manson when he was at school, and Piers Morgan, being the height of trendiness, decided to have a dig at him by calling him a goth.
Was Piers Morgan at school with Philip Hammond?
You wouldn't have thought so.
Philip Hammond, the new Chancellor, of course.
Richard Madeley was, though.
Not forget. Richard Madeley was at school with Philip Hammond.
Yep. True story.
That's the first bit of interesting showbiz we've ever had, I think.
Yeah.
I can't top that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Nope.
No. That's why isn't that the headline on everything?
I don't know.
No rubber chickens, though.
No, sadly not. Okay, well, that's... Okay, so Philip Hammond used to be a goth... Let's talk to a goth.
Yes.
Asprod Cass is through the glass. She is our northern goth correspondent. As regular listeners to this show will know, she is a ray of sunshine, bringing joy to the world where'er she goes.
I'm not a goth.
You look like a goth.
No, I don't.
Have you ever been a goth?
A bit.
Yeah.
You had long hair once, though. You're not... You know.
What do you mean, whoa? Okay. Is that so hard to believe, Chloe?
I need to see...
No, you don't want to see any.
John's hair actually was once longer than the length of his body.
Go on.
He'd grown it for over a week.
There you go. There we are.
There it is.
There we go.
Who needs this one? We'll just do this. I tee him up. You knock him over his head because he's quite short.
Do need someone for next week.
When you've all finished. you are listening to Talk Radio. Next is a game of Paul Rossmaster with Howard Hughes. Reese, thank you so much.
No worries.
For bringing in stories that I don't understand or care about.
No worries.
It's the Showbiz Roundup from Reese from TalkSport, a man who has no interest in nor knowledge of showbiz, only on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing.
when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond-cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays heading out of Derby. A lorry's broken down on the A38 just north of the Little Eaton Island, so that's queuing back into the city along Sir Frank Whittle Road. If you're travelling through the West Midlands, the southbound M6 has three lanes closed with an accident at Junction 9 for Wensbury, and the M40 is currently blocked southbound in Warwickshire where there's a grassside verge fire. This is between Junction 16 at Henley and 15 for Warwick with stationary traffic. I'm Dave Stamford.
The two mics on Talk Radio.
Tomorrow morning from 10, why women are more attracted to drunk men than sober ones.
That's right, there's hope for me at last.
The two mics.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
Mine's a large one.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is Talk Radio. It is a Thursday. There is a presenter called Paul Ross. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It is the quiz, nobody's favourite radio quiz, where knowledge of Paul Ross and the patience of whoever's playing it are both well and truly tested. On the phone today, very pleased to welcome to the programme, Tony Howard Bloody Hughes, off of Talk Radio's Unexplained programme. Howard, hello.
John, listen, I love your quiz. Listen, I am the one person who loves your quiz, so don't worry about a thing.
Excellent.
We'll be fine together.
Excellent news. You are playing, Howard,
yes.
To get some points. You are looking for some points.
Some points.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that will get you to the top of the leaderboard, where okay. Everybody else is as well, apart from producer Dave, who played last week due to a rather erroneous booking error, and got no points and is at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Still feels like bullying, if I'm honest.
Well, it doesn't sound too fair to me. You've got a human resources department there. Dave, speak up for yourself, man.
Thanks, Howard, but I don't think this building has one of those.
Yes, and if it does, it'll be ineffectual. Anyway, so, like most things around here. So, let us find out a little bit more about Howard Hughes. Your Sunday night programme, of course, The Unexplained, as we know, which is excellent. And what prompted your interest in The Unexplained, Howard Hughes?
Oh, boy, I've always been interested in it. Listen, it found me in a way, really, because I found myself living a life, even when I was a boy, of weird coincidences and stuff happening to me. And, of course, I was brought up in a generation where, you know, space was all around, wasn't it? We were exploring space We were looking at space. We were talking about space. We had programs in children's entertainment TV about space. Yes. So I was well into all of that. And it's just one of those things that I drifted into. But you know, as you may know, my mainstream job was doing news, hard news, which I did just about everywhere.
Yes, you have.
But actually, this stuff that we do on The Unexplained, I always say, is tomorrow's real news. And that's not as crazy as it might sound, because if you look at what's in the papers at the moment, how many stories about space have we had? How many stories about ghosts and aliens have we had? All this stuff used to be laughed at, and now people are talking about it seriously. So I just reckon it's an extension of what I used to do, and I was there first.
I see. So in terms of, for those that don't know the programme, what do we expect to hear from it?
What do you expect? Well, anything really. I mean, the great thing about The Unexplained is that you can put anything on it. If I tell you that last week we talked about space, and I had my old friend and your friend, John Culshaw, talking about astronomy. John very kindly came in, and we talked about his interests and, you know, the bits of the solar system that interest him most, and he did his impression of me, which is stunningly accurate, colleagues tell me, and he did his impression of Tom Baker extensively, saying words like Gallifrey, which I can't really do, he does that beautifully. Yeah. So we do that.
Right.
We had a man who travelled in time on the show. We had people who had ghost experiences, listeners who talked about having shadow people in their bedrooms, and all sorts of stuff.
Well, it is a fascinating listen, I have to say, but not as fascinating as I think you'll agree, as the life and times of Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
What's my knowledge of Paul Ross like? Yeah. Well, I've known him for quite a few years, because years ago we worked on a radio station together.
Yeah.
He used to fill in for the guy who did the breakfast show there, Maserati or something. I can't remember his name, but Paul Ross used to come in and fill in for this Maserati man from time to time. So that's when I first met him. And I've worked with him at three or four different places, so I have a reasonable knowledge of his life.
Right, well, let's see how you get on, because I have three questions for you, based on the life and works of Paul Ross, of course, and they're mostly A, B, and C answers, and all you have to do is tell me A, B, and C mostly. Like I said, you're trying to get to the top of the leaderboard. You'll do that by getting some points. And the score will be kept by paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so our ears down, Howard Hughes, for we are about to play Paul Ross Master. Question number one. Topical augmented reality virtual game news now. And of course, the augmented topical reality game that everybody is talking about is the new topical augmented virtual reality game, Poker Ross Go. The game works by picturing pictures of the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross, on and in various real-life landmarks, such as museums, lakes, and the dense foliage of traffic roundabouts in the Maidenhead area. The idea is that if you spot Paul Ross at any of these locations, you should throw one of your balls at him. He will then either poke your balls or snort meow meow off them or something. To be honest, I've got no real idea of what the game is. Anyway, Poker Ross Go isn't the only radio-based computer-style game that there is. Name the other one, Howard. Ooh. Is it A, Steve Penky Kong? Is it B, Chris Evans' Flash Bandicoot, platform game in which a small orangey creature reveals itself, apparently to colleagues, and then has to find its way out of a poor revamp of Top Gear? Or is it C, Paul Gambaccini's Pokemon Pocket Monsters?
I'm going to go for... I think I know this one. I think it's C, it's Paul Gambaccini.
It's the right answer. Very good. Right. Question number two, and it's a geography question. And of course, some of the highest, most mountainous presenters in the world are to be found at the highest peak listening times of talk radio. The highest presenter of all, Paul Ross, was formed over 50 million years ago, when talk radio and talk sport collided, forcing all the presenters upwards into the wide range of them that we see today. Many have tried to go up Paul Ross and many died trying, but he was famously conquered when the expedition team of Saturday talk radio presenter, what's her face? P- Penny Smith. Sherpa Tenzing Norgay got up him first and planted a flag at the top. But of course, this isn't the only radio-based geographical feature that there is. Name the other one that's the correct answer to this question. Is it A? Julia Hartley Brewer's remote wetlands. Is it B? The appeal of Chris Moyles, which has seemingly largely eroded. Or is it C? Sally Traffic Spits. Spits, of course, the sediment deposits formed in coastal areas by the action of longshore drift. The Sally Traffic one is in Dorset.
And nothing to do with Bob Carroll jeans then.
No. And from the air is roughly formed into the shape of Radio 2's Sally Traffic. Hence its name. A, B or C?
I think it definitely has to be B. And I'm doing this by instinct now.
The appeal of Chris Moyles, which is seemingly largely eroded, is the right answer.
Well, it's just disappeared into a black hole, I think.
Very good. Question number three. Howard, is a music question. I want you to have a listen for me to this bit of music. That's, of course, Living in a Box by The Lazy. Can't be asked to think of a title for our song, so let's just call it the same as our band name singers, Living in a Box. Here's your unrelated question. It's been a turbulent few weeks in British politics, with resignations aplenty. Not since the resignation of then-Deputy Prime Minister Sir Geoffrey Howe in 1990 have we seen people leave office in rows over opposing views on Europe. Brexit did for David Cameron, and ultimately last night and today for most of his cabinet. But Sir Geoffrey Howe resigned over his opposition to a single European full-set breakfast presenter, arguing that we would be stronger in Paul Ross than out of him. Here's your question. Name five famous Howes. Five famous Howes.
Right, that's not an A, B, or C question. I've got to try and do that.
That's right.
There's Howard Hughes. There's Fred Dinage, who did a television show called How.
Yes.
How? What else?
Gonna have to put a timer on you.
There was a movie called How Green Was My Valley.
Yes.
How long is this quiz?
It's good. But you're slightly out of time there, I'm afraid. I just said the question was name five famous Howes. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. Your father. Soon Is Now by the Smiths. Now Brown Cow.
Okay.
Can We Be Lovers If We Can't Be Friends?
Yes.
And
how long has this been going on?
And finally, Zat, which is a cricketing term.
Okay. Well, I won't say that you caught me on the hopper or anything, but you caught me on the hopper.
Let's just stay there, because we've got to go and to pay it into Cornelius, who's going to be checking the system, because we've got to check the system for the score, of course. You are looking, Howard Hughes, for some points. You're looking for some points.
I think I'm going to be all right.
Let's bear with us while we... It's a dial-up system, I'm afraid. It's a quite slow system. Just bear with us a few.
It's quite a slow system.
Sorry, Howard, it's a slow system.
Slow system.
It's very good. I'm
yeah.
Foxy's jukebox. Stand by.
Just,
cool.
Stand by there.
Howard, is Hughes spelled with a G-H-E-S or with a W-S?
No, it's the traditional way, G-H-E-S. Yeah.
No, you've put it. No, you've got to.
Oh, right.
Typo there. Just go back. Go back. No, go back. There.
Backspace.
Yes.
I put Howard Orange.
Yeah. It's not Howard Orange.
Ah.
That's not even.
No, now you've put Howard.
He didn't take that, wasn't
now
he?
Now you've put the duck. He's not.
Oh, no.
Right. Sorry, it's just quite a slow system, it, Howard. I apologise for that.
Well, so sorry. No, I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, good.
All the time in the universe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's done. I'll just print it off.
I'm going to spit out the results now.
Yeah. It's got a slow printer as well. Howard, it's...
It sounds like an Amstrad. Is that an Amstrad? It sounds like an Amstrad.
Yes, that's why it doesn't work properly. Yeah. Sorry. It's a slow... It's a very slow printer, so... Talk amongst yourself. It's fine.
No, I would say it's a rocket. I'm right. The leaderboard myself, but, you know, what do I know about anything?
Okay, I can confirm that you, Howard Hughes, from The Unexplained on Sunday evenings on Talk Radio, has scored.
Yes. He's looking for some points.
Mm-hmm.
Some points!
He's got some points! He's got some points! He's got the points! He's got the points!
You know what? You've left me feeling like a winner.
It's exactly what you are.
It's a very rare feeling for me.
Howard, thank you for playing. Paul Ross, Master, congratulations. You go to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, apart from producer Dave, who, when he played, went to the bottom of the leaderboard and got no points.
So do I finally get a signed photograph of Paul Ross? Because I've been after one for 20 years.
You can. What he does is, if you just ask him, he'll sign his own face and then just follow you about.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Howard Hughes is on Sunday nights with his Unexplained programme. Sam Delaney is on next with Drive Time. He's in the room.
Hi.
Hi. Lot going on again today there to get your head round, everybody.
Loads going on, isn't there? So it's a very exciting that Boris Johnson is the Foreign Secretary. We're all very happy about that.
Exciting's an interesting word, yes.
And but there are other stories about politics, like there are some alcoholic ice creams for sale on holiday resorts, and also you can get nicked for hate crimes if you wolf whistle at ladies.
Yeah,
in
we
the
heard
street.
About this earlier in the paper review. Yeah. Yeah.
Are any of you keen wolf whistlers?
Well, I don't know why. Why is it called wolf whistling? That's I don't understand.
So
that. No. Also, I can't.
Maybe it sounds like a wolf howling.
Yeah, I can't whistle though.
Not at all. Not
I can whistle out. I can't. Sorry, I can't whistle out. Look.
Well, you can suck whistle.
But I can suck whistle.
That's no good. The ladies don't like that.
No,
in fact, no. Hang on.
Actually,
let me correct
they
myself.
Do.
They don't like any whistling at all.
Yeah, and it's now a
and it's awful
crime.
That people do it. It probably makes it's probably got a wolf whistle because you remember that wolf that was always in cartoons who was always his eyes were always popping out when he saw a sexy lady wolf. And
is this a cartoon or one of your dreams?
No, there was a wolf, wasn't there? And he'd always see a sexy lady wolf and go mad and start howling.
That's
and beating him
from.
Beating himself over the head with his shoe and stuff
well,
like that.
I
think it's probably probably to do with that.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking into that with Karen Danchuk and ask her how she responds when people wolf whistle. I'll be wolf whistling her on
just
the radio.
To see what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll do some experiments. We're going to ring up some celebrity ladies and wolf whistle down the phone at them. See what happens.
Celebrity wolf whistling.
Good. That's a TV
it's
format waiting to happen.
That's
really never it is. Right. Okay. That's it from us. We'll be back tomorrow on Talk Radio with you from 1. Sam Delaney is next. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.